See, little red light, it's on.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Very sorry about running late. Running off printing copies right at the end. Will you join us for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, I'm going to declare a quorum with all three board members here. I'm going to move on to approval of the minutes. We've got the minutes from the end of last year, the November meeting, the special meeting at the beginning of December for our audit, and then the December 28th meeting, which was our regular December township meeting that we just moved to the end of the year. All right, so I'll just go one at a time. We'll start with November. November of 16. motion to approve these minutes.
No, I need to discuss. I know you don't want to, but that's not fair to me. I'm the clerk. I have a copy of the November minutes right here, like I submitted them to the board. There are important things that Mr. Hange wanted left off of the official minutes. I'm the clerk of the board, and these minutes should stand. They were very descriptive, in fact, of a petition that we got from the Mockingbird edition on their roads. And that completely was crossed out and replaced with one little sentence. Several things in here, important points I brought up, like including the labor as the approved expenses were also crossed out. Things that the auditor said in the public meeting were crossed out. I think that they're important. So if Jeff wants to have his trustees' minutes, they're not, they cannot be official, because the absolute duty of the clerk is to take the official minutes and record the motions of the meeting.
I'd love to see that statute, because I don't
believe
it's
true. Well, it's in there. Well, it's okay.
It's true.
Well, Jack didn't either.
So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen.
And I have the copy
of
the originals right here.
Okay.
If anybody wants to see them.
That's fine. I'm happy to share that. I honestly don't care if anybody looks at the originals. Everything I took out of there might have been minor importance. Her saying it's really important is ridiculous. Okay.
Well, let's.
Excuse me.
Let's read.
My time. Excuse me. My time. All right.
I have a question. Why did you take it out of there?
I'm not asking you. I'm not asking for your question right now. Okay. I'll tell you right now. Okay. She's saying it's important. I'm not. Okay. Katie's not. For 3 years.
Katie's not going to cross you, Jeff. You guys work for each other, remember?
Shh. Do you hear this?
Really?
Zip it. I didn't talk while you. I let you make.
Okay,
I let you make your points.
As long as I can.
Do you
make
have more accusations you want to make against us?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this meeting is not going to get out of hand. Period. End of story. It will not get out of hand by you either. I will not interrupt your points.
Good.
You keep them short. You keep them to the point. I will do the same. Deal?
Deal.
For 3 years, we have battled about these minutes going back and forth, because Julie likes to make them very long. I don't. She'll say the same thing over and over within the same set of minutes.
You're being personal.
I have taken out stuff that I think is repetitive. I have taken out stuff that is her opinion that is not in there. I have taken out political rhetoric. We have a recording of the entire meeting. The recordings are available as public records. They're available on the website. I am not trying to hide a damn thing. I am just trying to consolidate this so that when we are printing it, when you guys are reading it, when we are editing it, it is not a novel. That's been the discussion for 3 years. I've tried to direct Julie and continually try and get her to do this. She's refused it every time, and I'm done with it.
Basically, how many pages are they usually? Basically, how many pages do you get from me?
They started out at 2 and 3, and I had to finally get you down to 1.
Now that they've been one for, what, a year and a half? Until recently?
Only after I've been on them. Only after I've edited them. Again, ladies and gentlemen, there is a recording of every meeting.
Yes, and that's what I do my minutes from. is the recording.
There's a recording of every meeting. There's no reason why these need to be lengthy and atoned. They're supposed to be bullet points. They're supposed to be quick. They're supposed to be, okay, what happened in that meeting? It's just ridiculous that we have to keep going through this.
Okay, can I make my point now? Okay. The special meeting is the first one I'm going to take, okay? There's entire paragraphs taken out of here. Things that said, things like, Trustee Winslow asked how the township would properly record an expense where the expense was more than the reimbursement to the person making the purchase. Things that I asked the auditor I thought was important to clear up.
Was that one recorded?
It's all on my recordings.
Okay, great.
Everything that I have on here, it comes from my recordings. It's not made up. It's not my opinion. Next example is whenever the group over in Mockingbird came forward, okay? They had a whole paragraph, or I had a whole paragraph in here about what they said during the meeting. Okay, this is what they said. Also discussed was the problem of dust by the residents of Mockingbird Edition, as well as deterioration of the roads in general, including the Crown. The petition the Mockingbird's residents presented included residents of Valley View, another street within the addition. Mr. Yoakum, the presenter of the petition, reported that the Crowns were gone, the roads had seriously deteriorated, and they are waiting for the board to come out and take a look and come up with a plan for repairs. Mr. Yoakum also talked about the quality of grading he felt the township was doing, stating the piles of rock on either side of the road are a result of improper grading. Dust is another major problem. This is what it got replaced by. A petition was filed by the residents of the Mockingbird Valley View Additions regarding the conditions of the roads.
And then all the detail is on the recording. Again.
Hey guys, but if you're meeting for a piece of land, you're not publishing.
Oh, you mean on the website that Mr. Trustee went down and told Lee Media that he was to be the only administrator, so therefore Katie nor I can publish any of my minutes to our new website because he's the only one that has access.
And again, because of political rhetoric, because of personal opinion, I don't trust Julie to have access to the website.
And you know what? You don't even. Okay, well, here's the deal. There's permissions. You should do your projects. Katie should do her financials. I should do my minutes. We should ask Mia to make permissions for me only to do my minutes, you to do your projects, and Katie to do her financials. That's how we were supposed to set it up.
That's a
if Jeff wants to put my financials on the website, I am perfectly fine with Jeff putting my financials.
Well, your last ones were what, August? I'm not fine with that. You may be, but I'm not. The last ones on the website are August.
You're right, and I have said this.
I was at the meeting when the auditor was here, and he mentioned the fact that you have three different entities. Each one of you are an entity of the board, and that the task of that entity should not be combined, that it should be separate, and that that was one of the issues that he brought to.
That's not true at all.
Yeah. It is.
No, he said that with a small board, separation of duties is extremely difficult because there's so many duties that people have to wear multiple hats.
And that
is exactly what he
done,
said.
That you should work hard on trying to not do that, to keep your entities separate. And that's what
we're. Hey, you guys go ahead and approve those. They're not going to be the official minutes.
So we have just putting the recording of the meeting on, like the county does, the county puts
a
recording of the meeting on the website.
I did.
Just do that.
I updated the website. It is updated till now.
So
and I have apologized more than once in this meeting that I was not good at updating the website in 2017. And I swear to you to be better in 2018.
And
it is updated.
I have 90% of them.
I've had two conversations with Lee Meeting in the past 2 weeks about upload size on the files because some of the recording sizes have been too big. So there have been a couple that I haven't been. If you go look at the website now, there's even a note on the very front page that says, the recordings were too big to put on here. If you can't find them, call us because we have them all. We can put them on a flash drive. They are available. The bottom line of all this, I am not hiding anything. And that's the insinuation that I keep getting out of you that is infuriating.
What's infuriating is you doing my job. That's what's infuriating.
Okay.
okay? This is my job. You've taken the website. You've taken other things. I would like to keep this.
There are lots of reasons why.
Oh, yeah. That's in why. Your opinion, Jeff. In your opinion.
Okay.
And Jack.
All right.
Oh, well, who cares? I don't care about Jack. Oh, by the way, I think he needs to apply. Rumor has it he's going to be hired, so.
And that
should right we go to the next one?
That's one of the reasons right there.
Should we go to the next one?
That is one of the reasons right there.
Okay. You are you going to interrupt me or let me finish? Can we go to this next one so I can read some more?
I'm going to.
You know what? I don't even care. You go ahead. You go ahead and approve those. But they're not going to be the official minutes. I'm sorry, but they can't be. They're not mine. And it specifically says, yes, I will. You want me to go to Darren Deviney and have him write an opinion for you? Or you? Why don't you get an attorney?
If you find. Wow, just
you get an attorney and you find it out.
I'll say it in front of everybody. I don't think it's in the book that the clerk puts out the minutes.
Is anybody in here? Gail, you're in.
I will be happy to admit that I was wrong. I'll be happy. I'll stand here and admit if I'm wrong. If you find that statute,
Gail,
okay?
Is your opinion that the clerk records the minutes and the motions of the meeting? You are an ex-clerk. What were you? Oh, well, hell, sorry.
In my opinion, the clerk should handle the minutes.
Well, there you go.
I'm pretty sure that that's what that said.
I guess we could be have an unprofessional show
of
hands.
I just said. I don't think it does. I'll be happy to look at the statute. If it says it, I will sit here and apologize. Okay?
But there is also a point, too, on this whole thing that the minutes do not get approved unless everybody wants to approve them. And so if amendments need to happen to the minutes, then amendments should.
Yeah, we really need to just drop it.
You don't want to just sit here and watch this fight all night.
This is ridiculous.
Well,
I could care less if you approve them. So let's move on to the next one.
Okay.
Public speaking. Yeah.
All right, hang on.
You know, I can kind of see why our roads don't get fixed. The three of you standing there and arguing about every little detail.
Yeah.
We've got dust on the roads. I've had to put air filters in my car twice already in this month and a half. The roads don't get graded. You put that junk on them.
Okay, all right, hang on. We're not going there. We're not going there yet. It's not time for public comments, okay?
Yeah.
This meeting will not get out of control. We're going to keep doing this, okay? You will have plenty of time to talk. I don't remember seeing you at any, maybe one or two meetings the past 3 years that I've been on the board.
No.
Maybe you don't know how they go. There's room at the end for talk, and I sit here as long as you want to talk, okay? So I don't need the rolling of the eyes and scoffing at me while I'm telling you this. Done with some of this crap, too. All right. Motion on the table to approve the November 16th special meeting and the December 28th meeting. So
why don't
moved.
You just table them this time and we'll figure out that law because
so
I've
moved.
Got it.
All right. I'll go with November 16th since you read that one.
All right. I can second November 16th.
All right. Motion made and seconded on November 16th minute. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Excuse
opposed?
Me. Those opposed? Aye.
I just said opposed. Motion on the table to approve the December 11th special meeting minutes. December 11th. Need a second, please.
I'll second those.
Motion made and seconded for the December 11th meeting minutes. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are those opposed?
Opposed.
Just a
longer. No problem.
Do not put these on the website. Until we figure out about that law, okay? That's not fair. And I'll take that apology in writing.
Wow.
I'm sick of
it. There you go. There you go.
Excuse me, I just have to ask Katie a question. These are the minutes that I sent you, like, the prior 2 months? Or is she reading your minutes?
I've gone through your minutes,
okay.
And I suggested some changes in your minutes as well.
When did you do that? At the agenda meeting?
No. At at the last meeting we had.
Not to
back
me.
In December.
Okay.
Just suggest right. anything to me.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. Motion to approve the December 28th minutes. Can I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Did we have any groups or organizations that would like to speak to the room tonight? All right. The Overseer's Report. As most of you probably know, some of you may not yet know yet, Philip, our Overseer, has taken another job. He is going to go with BNSF Railroad. His last day is actually tomorrow. He's taking some of his vacation days next week. That's a really hard loss, frankly. I don't know how much you guys know about it. He's an Air Force intelligence officer with a top secret clearance. He took a 40% pay cut to come work for the township. And frankly, dealing with some of this crap is exactly what got him out of here. He got so tired of it, and he just needed to find something else. He worked a lot of hours, a lot of extra hours, a lot of extra stuff, research, etc. And I really thank him for that. I wish he was here to thank him in person. If you guys see him, I hope at least a handshake and a good luck. And we'll still be in touch. He's totally been open about reaching out with Richard, anybody else, if anybody has any questions, to call him. And will continue to work with us as much as he can. So we will be posting ads for the Overseer position. We'll be interviewing. We're not totally sure how that's going to go. Richard has said he has an interest. We'll put him in the interviews as well. And it's just going to be some changes for a little bit. All right. Clerk's report.
So do we change the agenda too? Clerks is first now instead of the treasurers. It's fine. This is your agenda. We used to have the other one first. It's your agenda does say that.
So. This is a copy of one of yours.
Well,
that all I did was.
It doesn't matter. I don't care who's first. That's fine. Okay, so I wanted to bring up the number of record requests that I've gotten this month. I got one from Charles Eaton. I got another one from Jack Armstrong. Those were related to information that they were just looking for on previous and past agreements with Richland Township on 180th, which is the dividing line. I did get three requests from LaJonna Johnson, none of which I could fulfill. She asked me for a copy of the inventory. I was not able to fulfill that. She asked me for whether or not we had our 2013 and 2014 labor records now so that we could send them to the auditor. I was unable to find that out for her at the time, but I have since found out that yes, we have those records, but the clerk does not get to keep them. Those are with Katie and with wherever I guess they are, but they're not with me. So I don't have any 2013 records as far as labor. We do have Gray Rock at the quarry. We've had Gray Rock at the quarry since December the 1st. I don't know if any of you guys know that, but apparently there's a special mix that the quarry would like to have, or the township, apparently Philip liked to have. He liked to have some kind of screenings with it, like one-third screening and two-third rock, and it wasn't ever right, so we actually haven't bought a whole lot of rock in the last 2 months because of it. Let's see, Jeff and Philip had been working for about a year on any kind of land purchase where we could store materials, but I have not seen anything on that, and I did have a question on that. LaDonna, what was that third thing you asked me for? The labor, whether we had 2013 and 2014 labor records?
I asked where we're at with that 2013 audit.
The audit, yes, you did ask me that too.
And it was my understanding when I came to the agenda meeting on Monday that, Jeff, you were going to call the accountant and find out what we're missing and who's going to be responsible for
from
the information that we're missing so that we can get that audit.
Yeah.
Because you promised in December, on December 28th, at that meeting, that audit would be done in the first quarter of 2018.
I didn't promise anything like that. Promises, no.
In a meeting, you
promise is a strong word because I don't control the auditors. There's no way I would even say that.
You
I don't control them. I said I might.
The first quarter.
Jesus, Palomino. I think it will be. It should be. Okay, the auditor just lost his top auditor. Tracy went to a different company. Why would I make a guarantee when I have no control over that kind of thing?
Okay.
The checklist that they gave us has, I think, about a dozen items on it. 10 of those have been sent to the auditor. We need to find a couple more pieces and sit down with them about
that. And who's
that.
Going to be responsible for those two more pieces?
I know I have one of them.
Can you
be honest.
What they are, is that confidential?
No, it's just hourly wage rates that I need to pull from a FEMA report from 2013 from the employees at that time because the accountants didn't have the specific dollars per hour that they were being paid. And then there's one other that I can't think of at the moment. It's on towards the bottom of the page, and it wasn't a huge one either. It's just a specific piece that we need to get.
And once he gets those 12 pieces, which he's lacking,
if, again, the email that we got from him that we discussed at the agenda meeting was that he's starting tax season now. So I don't know his exact timing, but we'll find out.
I thought we just hired a new person.
This is the new person.
The new person quit already?
No, I'm sorry.
For the audit,
no,
that's separate from what we do for payroll, if that's what you're thinking on. Because we just changed our payroll person.
Okay.
That's who we just changed here at the end of this last year.
The audit is Chad Andra is the name of the company.
Okay. He's the one that's going to do this audit.
The woman that performed the audit was Tracy. She's the one that left. She did our 2016 audit.
Was she present December 28th? Was that the
December
11th?
Yes.
Okay, December 11th.
She's the one that present, right.
Okay, all right, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he and his company is still the auditor, yes.
So do you still foresee that we can make that first quarter deadline, or are we kind of like that maybe if because we lost Tracy, or?
I don't know. I'll have to again from him. We'll have to find out.
Once we get all the information.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And as far as I guess I'll address the inventory right now. That is in process. I've got a copy of what has been done so far. 100% of it has been gone through the yard, the shops, and everything. As far as writing everything down, the guys are typing it out and organizing it, which is 50% done. So
because that's another thing that he discussed when I was present in the December meeting, and I apologize, it wasn't the 28th, it was the December 11th meeting, was he discussed this no list of inventory.
You're right.
He brought up that that's one of our big weaknesses, was the lack of that inventory.
Agreed. I know that, I was trying to think, okay, it was a great reminder, yes, we totally forgot about it. Totally forgot about doing it. It was a great reminder to get reminded to do it. And I tried to think about, okay, how did that get overlooked? Because when you talk about inventory, it seems like mandatory, got to do it. I think the only thing I can think of is that 95% of the value of the township is sitting in the heavy equipment right in the yard. And so every day the guys walk past it and it's like, all right, we're not missing everything. I mean, they're not consciously thinking that, but it's like, we're not missing anything. And that's 95% of our stuff. They don't think, we don't have products, we don't have raw materials, we don't have, things that we're making. There's about maybe 10 hand tools of drills and stuff like that, which are all out in open shelves that are almost seen all the time. I agree that it's important. I am not minimizing it at all. I'm just trying to say why it's not top of mind because it's like it's all there. It's just all out.
So,
you would notice right away if something was missing.
So there's two things that come to mind when you say that.
Sure.
First of all, on December 11th, then I'm going to have to go back and get the recording because now you say it's all in there.
If it wasn't one of the large ones. There's, okay. I think the two December ones were slightly large.
Okay.
So they'll be on shortly at least.
Okay. So the December 11th, once I get that recording, I'm almost very certain, because I made a note of it, that Philip, our ground overseer, indicated that he had that inventory completed.
Yes, he did.
So the secondary thing is when you say we only have a few pieces of big equipment and we have very few hand tools, it seems to me this inventory could have been done pretty
well,
quickly. There's not much to it.
I'm speaking generally.
I get it.
Okay.
But that's just
yes,
what
there
I'm
is.
Coming to. My logic
I understand.
Didn't tell anything.
And I honestly think that Philip either misspoke, overspoke. We did have half of it. We had the one that I had gone through. He shouldn't have said it was done. It wasn't done. I don't know why. And he just misspoke, overspoke on the two.
And you know what?
I don't know why.
People make mistakes, so I'm willing to go with that. And as long as they admit them.
I still don't have it though, LaDonna.
Because it's not done.
You have a copy of it.
Because it's not done.
Maybe I need the one undone.
Can we get a timeline possibly for when that will be done?
2 weeks. I'm sure, if not sooner. I'll even.
Because I just listened to what he said our weaknesses were, our auditor. And I think that if we're going to pay him all that money to audit us, and
right.
Just from a taxpayer's standpoint,
I understand. I totally get it.
I love what he says to us because we need to listen to that and adhere to what he says. So those were why I made my request for the 2013 audit, the inventory list. And then one other thing that I would respectfully request is that I think everybody's in here because the roads are through.
Okay, hang on.
No, I'm not going to talk about that. I just wanted to.
Well, no, I'm just saying we're getting off track again.
I just want to ask you if you could please explain the process that you're going to utilize to hire a new road overseer so that we can understand what process you're going to use to come to the conclusion of how you're going to hire. Person, a competent person,
sure.
That could perhaps get these roads fixed for everybody in the room.
Okay.
I personally don't have any trouble. I live on a dirt road, but I drive the other dirt roads in this county, and it's bad. I feel bad for some of these people in this room. So it's not my road that I'm talking about, but I would love for you to explain the hiring process to everybody in here so they
okay.
can have a comfort factor on how we're going to fix this problem, not just yell at each other.
Well, obviously. Okay. Jeez. It's a pretty straightforward process, I think, of advertising for what we're looking for, checking their experience, checking references. Yes, they're going to need road building experience, heavy equipment experience, mechanical experience is definitely a plus. That was one of the good things that kind of went unnoticed with the guys we have now. They have a ton of mechanical stuff, and they do a lot of the fixing themselves. That we don't have a lot of repair bills because these guys do a lot, except for the tires, obviously. It's not going to be just my decision. Hiring is the whole board, not just me. I don't know. I already thought about Monster, ZipRecruiter, Craigslist. We could do physical ads in Rose Hill Reporter, Butler Gazette. I don't know how effective they'll totally be. And we'll see what the pool of candidates comes
next
up.
Next meeting, could you perhaps have a qualification list if you want so much years of this? Or?
No, I want to have a couple of years. I want to have a couple of interviews done by next meeting. I don't want to wait a month. We need to get somebody in here. Because there's some.
Know,
there's.
How do we know those qualifications that you're. Do you have a specific list that you could give us right now of how many years of this, how many years of that?
I don't have a specific list off the top of my head. It's more. See, the other thing, part of what we're finding out too is that. So here's an example. I don't know if I have it with me. I jotted down. A company that is hiring road graders right now. Just road graders. That's all they do. With 2 to 3 years experience, they're paying them $70,000. That's our competition in some ways. We're trying to find road grading experience, CDL, potentially CDL with a tanker certificate, or we can train them up into that. Road building experience, mechanical experience. And right now we're in the, well, for an overseer, Philip just got to around 50. But that's after working 80 hours a week for a year and a half. He started at 45, or 42 in salary. So So yeah, there's a discussion. Maybe we need to, I think with unemployment low and I think it might be a little tough this time, frankly. But like I said, we're just gonna get started on that and see what the pool of candidates come up.
Have you thought of maybe a contract employee that we could just hire them
Definitely have thought of that to keep us going while we get this hiring process going. Yeah, there's a trucking company that already runs out of one of the other quarries that we're talking about potentially getting rock from. Julie mentioned that this quarry has gray rock. They do have gray rock, but it doesn't have any fines in it. And so depending on the road, it's extra clean. They have KG&E, which usually should have a little bit of fines. Sometimes theirs does, sometimes it doesn't. We try to get base rock, which is 1.5-inch rock with fines, so that it'll all bind together. If we just take the gray rock and put it on the roads, if it's mixed with dust or if it's mixed with sand, the two don't bind together.
So I was at the agenda meeting, you guys kind of talked about that. Didn't you guys discuss a place that you had in?
Yeah, that's the quarry down in.
A little bit more expensive.
That's the quarry down in Severy, correct?
Happy.
I know, and that's what. God, again. Yeah, hang on.
So I'm just wondering if you might explain that to everybody. Anyway.
Okay, well, all right, hang on. We're kind of jumping topics here. Let's stay with this. I will touch on that. I also have a new development about materials. So, okay. Did you have anything else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we have a March meeting at the township, for all the townships that we go to the courthouse, and not really to the courthouse, but it's over in El Dorado, and the county engineer has to do every week, or every year, sorry, and we have to learn all the new stuff, but it's not usually new stuff by the time you've been there a few times, but there's a nice meal that goes with it, so we'll take notes, and next month we'll come back and tell you what all they told us. We get to visit with Mr. DeVinny, and the sheriff usually doesn't show up, but Mr. DeVinny does, and a few other people that we might need, and of course Mr. Lutz. Speaking of materials, I have been trying to investigate on my own. I realize that that might not be. I think as a board, we all need to make contributions in however that we can. So I did get wind that over there, McClure's, I guess, are supposed to be building a brand new quarry. And that will be real close. So is anybody familiar with any of those people? You probably are. Have you heard anything about that, Gail? You haven't really?
Well, I've heard the
okay.
rumor.
Have you heard the rumor? Okay. Well, I was told today it was going to be in the next couple of months, so I don't know. There used to be one across the street, down the street from them, but I have no idea. As far as Lee Media, I did confirm through a phone call this week that Jeff does have the only administrative ability to get on that website, and I apologize that the minutes aren't there. I don't know. Anyway, I'll give you copies if you want any. So, and I'm still missing some receipts, but that's okay. We'll go over that when she does her treasurer's report.
Okay. All right.
If anyone's wondering, since Julie brought it up, in all receipts that I get, Julie gets an electronic copy of from me. But it's up to her to actually open the flash drive that I give her. All right, since we did not...
I'm telling her not to take shots. You can't take shots either.
Well, she already took the shot, so...
Everybody. Not having it.
Since we didn't have a meeting last month, I brought 2 months' worth of reports. So the bigger one that you will see, it is dated period ending 12/31/2017. So for the month of December, we had a beginning balance of $291,427.57. We had cleared transactions, leaving us a cleared bank balance of $266,434.48. And then we still had some outstanding checks or uncleared checks, leaving us an actual balance, once those were to go through, of $259,444.03. Everything that we did in the month of December, you'll see in the following pages if anyone has any questions on any of that. And then also you will notice that since I just did through December, you'll notice that you have an extra thick packet. And if anybody needs copies of any of these reports, let me know. I didn't print off as many as we needed because I didn't think we'd need this many. But the super big, super thick one that looks kind of like this on the front, this is the annual report that we turn in. So this annual report has everything for the year of 2017. It's already been turned into the county. So the county has copies. You can always request copies from the county, or you can request copies from us here at the township. But it has everything that we did in the year of 2017. The first few pages in it are more just summaries, but all the supporting material is in the following pages. Then there is another report that I handed out that is dated period ending 1/31/18. This is for everything that occurred in January. In the month of January, we had a beginning bank balance of $266,434.48. We had a clearing balance through the bank of $248,816.17. We had a few uncleared transactions to go through still, leaving us an ending balance of $248,011.63. And then all the supporting documents for that are as follows. And just an FYI, there was a check that came in from the Butler County Treasurer. It's how we typically get our money in. It's taxes that are paid in, and then we get our checks cut. We had a big one come in the month of end of January. I was unable to get it actually put into the bank in the month of January, but we did have it in our possession, and it is in our bank currently. It's just not going to reflect in the reports until next month's reports. Any questions on any of the reports I've done so far?
How much was that check from the county?
I think it was like $250,000 roughly. Just a guess off the top of my head.
Okay, thank you.
And we get two big ones a year, and then we get a few smaller ones throughout the year.
Probably about the two big ones, about the same amount.
Roughly, I think the second one's just gonna be a little bit smaller, but yeah, they're pretty close to the same amount. The second one I think comes in July, if I remember correctly. Yes.
Do you have on here showing that you got Southwest Butler Quarry that you paid them $2,900? How come you don't have it over here in the expense one? How many tons of rock you bought?
I don't write down the tonnage on it when I enter that.
We have that on a different spreadsheet. We have a material tracking spreadsheet that shows the amount of tons, the dollars spent, and the roads that that material went on.
Why don't we get to see that?
I'll be happy to bring one. It was just an internal document up till now. It's about 50 pages, if you want. I mean,
it's on the overseer's report, right? And that this 11.93 tons.
The overseer's report.
It probably is.
Yeah.
I've forgotten.
The overseer's report, the overseer typically keeps track of the tonnage. I keep track of the money.
No, you that's not entirely true. That's not entirely true. Both Philip and Katie get copies of the tickets that we get from the quarry. Philip and Richard are the ones that fill out the tracking spreadsheet. And then Katie does match her copies of that, the tickets, against the other tickets and against the invoices to make sure the dollar amounts are right.
Yeah, I check dollars.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving on. So, in the month of January, there was a bill that it would have been paid in December because it was incurred in 2017, but we were unable to get our hands on a bill or an invoice from the company until the new year. So we had one bill that needed paid for January. So looking at the vouchers incurred in December 2017, I move to approve that.
Second. Okay. Motion made and second. Those in favor?
Aye. I still would like to have a detail receipt if you could track that down.
I haven't seen one. They didn't give us one.
Right. But you were going to call them before, after Christmas, you were going to call them because that you didn't have any detail.
I didn't have anything.
If you don't want to, I will do it. Road safe.
Yeah, I know. We were going to call them after the new year to get a bill from them. They sent out a bill, so there was no need to call them. It told us how many signs we got and all that on it. I just don't have it in front of me. I might have it on me. I don't know 100% for sure, but I could always check to see if I have it.
It's only one. Don't worry about it.
Do you know if you got copied or scanned?
Yeah, it came through the mail, too, so...
It came through the mail?
Yes, it came through the mail.
Okay. Any merit to have it?
I have the invoice, which the total of every sign is on that, but not the individual cost of all the signs. But it's okay. Don't worry about it. I'll get it.
Well, okay. I could figure it up for you. It's 20 mile an hour. So
it's okay, Katie.
Move on.
All right. Then for the vouchers incurred in January, I got one more bill in Monday, so I added that onto the list. It was a credit card charge of $10.76. So that was the only change on that. So I moved.
Wait. You this past Monday?
Yeah. When you gave me the mail this past Monday.
Right. So you put it on?
Yes, because it was incurred in the month of January.
Okay.
But I couldn't put it on before then because I didn't have it.
You're still getting them by email, though, right? So you have a record. You're still getting all of the ones that I email, right?
Let's see. You emailed me on Sunday after my computer crash, and I had no internet access or anything on the computer at that point.
Oh, you don't have it on your phone? Sorry.
I can't print stuff off on my phone,
and
I'm
can't
sorry.
Either.
I was
okay.
fighting
I
with the computer so I could get my
no
reports
biggie.
Done.
Okay.
All right.
E-media. I still don't have a copy of that. Okay.
You haven't paid that. Oh, the 85. Mm-hmm. You do have a copy of that. I have a copy of it, so it was in the packet. Where is it? Go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to move to approve the vouchers incurred in January 2018.
Seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Abstain?
I would like to discuss when we might be able to include approving the labor every month.
All right.
Can we just maybe approve all the expenses instead of just approving these vouchers because they are not?
Is already pre-approved.
They're not all the expenses. I'm all for that. Just approving all of the expenses. This is a portion.
Again, this is something that you have asked about for over a year and a half. You bring it up in here that you've asked about it for over a year and a half. You've been voted down by both of us for over a year and a half. Let it go.
For this?
For adding the payroll to this list. The payroll gets sent in to the payroll company by us, documented 2 and 3 different times, copied repeatedly. They send out the payroll. It is on the expenses sheet. It is on the month-to-date sheet.
I am that I just want to approve all of the expenses of the township, and I'd like
a list. They are approved.
Just
They are approved.
It's okay, Joe. We'll do it your way.
The time cards go from the overseer to the treasurer to the payroll company.
Right.
Stop bringing.
And where do they? Where are they?
You're outvoted.
Where are they?
Stop bringing it up.
Where are they on here?
They're not on there because that's vouchers. That's not.
And that's what we approve, right?
It's. Hold on to your hats. Sorry, Merlin. Oh, Merlin, you're going here again, dude.
Here, I'll show you. I'll come over to your report.
It's funny.
Julie, he's asked this question twice before. It's about once every 6 months.
I understand that. I'm just saying. If this were ending balance, this ought to be the same. Beginning balance, ending balance ought to be the same.
Thanks, Dan. Don't do that, though.
I understand where you got the money, but.
But that's saying.
It ought to be.
They're two different things.
Outstanding stuff clears, that's what would have left.
They're two different things, Merlin.
So this is always going to be the number that is always going to match that number. This clear balance is always going to match.
And I've been there by saying, turn down.
They ought to be labeled the same. Okay. Did you have
anything else? I think I did, but at this point I don't remember anything else. Oh, I did. Here's one. So I think we've got everything pretty well set up on payroll with our new payroll firm. I've been in regular contact with them, and I think we've got everything setting smooth. They seem to have everything that they need, so we'll see how everything goes.
How do you do your payrolls? Determines hours or whatever.
So we have two salaried employees. So theirs is pretty simple. The payroll individual knows what the salaries are, and so he knows how to enter that in. Then we also have an employee handbook that dictates the vacation and sick hours. And so I've given him all that information so he can keep track of that as well on the payroll. And then I gave him the rate of our hourly employee. And then I just turn in a copy of the time card, and he has me add up all the hours on there. But with the copy of the time card, he double checks my addition to make sure that it looks accurate. And then he just, off the information that I've given him, he writes
the
hours.
So I assume that your employee shows up, he starts his time sheet, time that he starts, he puts his ending time at the end of the day.
And a majority of the times and dates on the time card are from a time clock machine that we have there at the shop.
Who validates that?
Typically the overseer.
But he doesn't do his time. It's just the other two.
Why not the overseer? He would put down his time.
You'll have to ask the
trustee. Pay him overtime or whatever, or justify additional payrolls if you don't know the hours it's put in?
The overseer is salary. The only person that's not salary is our part-time employee. Our two full-times are salary.
He works 10 hours a week or 50, right?
I'm really not too worried about him only working 10 hours a week.
Sorry, who are you?
Hypothetical.
Hypothetical about whom? I'm sorry.
I'm not speaking to anybody. I'm just generally, how do you conduct your employees?
Okay, I'll be honest. There's three different ways. The part-time employee is time card. Richard, we actually have a spreadsheet for that. Philip keeps his spreadsheet, and it's exactly like you said. It's clock in, clock out, in and out for lunch, vacation days, sick days. Philip, honestly, we didn't track him at the beginning because he was working so many ungodly hours. We weren't worried about him not working enough. All three of his reviews with this township, all three of us, snarky comments aside, have told him to stop working
now
so
you're
much.
Jabbing.
Stop work. You're throwing it at him and he's not even here. Stop working so much. You're going to hurt yourself. Your wife's getting pissed. All three of us have said that. I'm on the phone late with him. We're looking at research. We're talking on weekends. I have phone records. I can show. It's all times of the day. It's all times of the night. It's when we get emergency calls from Butler County. The trees are down during a storm. I'll just be honest. We have not had any worries about him not working 60 hours a week minimum. And you're right. It's probably untoward. It's probably not the greatest business practice to not have his hours written down. It just literally has never even been a worry at all. That's all I got to say.
I will.
I understand.
I will say that in the last couple of years, we were sued by the Labor Department, Kansas Department of Labor, because we had another salary employee that kept track of his hours outside
Rick
of his.
Rick wasn't salary employee. He was not a salary employee.
Anyway,
well,
he did keep track of his hours.
You can't make that statement. Because
but not with the township. Will you let me finish?
Because Philip's salary, it's different. You don't have to track his hours like that.
Just let me finish, okay? Rick had a payroll company, and every week he would call in his hours to the payroll company. The trouble that we had is that the township officially didn't have any records of the time other than maybe on one employee.
All right, we're moving on.
Or maybe a calendar. On. So we did have to pay out, which is why
we're moving
I would
on.
Like to see
you're
hours.
Out of order. We're moving on. That was literally 5 years ago. It was literally 5 years ago. He was an hourly employee. He wasn't salary. That's absolutely no bearing right now.
Justin, does this township have a procedural manual?
It's in process. It's about 85%
done. Well, that's why you have all this petty dickering going on. Why don't we get that done on the side? Move on with the subject we need.
You know what? I can appreciate that it looks petty, but this has been on. There's a lot of issues right here that have been.
I apologize
that it looks that way.
You don't
want
to sit here and watch you people debate why one of you said something and the other one said nothing.
I understand.
There must be other issues that we come here to talk about.
You're right, but some of these are the issues. And frankly, it's also good for you guys to see that some of these are the issues that we keep dealing with back and forth
That's normally handled with a procedural manual, and once that's approved, you don't have to have those arguments.
Getting it there is absolutely the crux of the problem. It's been in writing for a year and a half.
Well, why I brought that up on procedures in the agenda here, it's mentioned. Consider a one-time payoff for 40 hours. You know, saying what's going on here. You know.
You're right, and I'll address that when I come to it.
Sound good.
Well, I'll tell you all about that when I come to it.
Okay.
All right. In the trustees' report, that's some good news, frankly. So one of the things that just has recently happened, we've been through the month of November, December. We've been talking about. Utilizing asphalt millings in the neighborhoods from, like I said, the people we've talked to, the research, you know, that we've done at the federal level, the state level, asphalt millings are good for low speed, low volume. So the idea to put them in the neighborhoods to keep down dust and washboards, et cetera. So we were looking for a source for that. APAC Quarry at Santa Fe Lake Road in Kellogg, they were charging $20 a ton for that. We got a phone call from Donlinger Construction, who's going to be doing a project on Pawnee west of Butler Road, and they were looking for a place to get rid of their millings. Initially started at $8 a ton, and that they would just dump them on site, and I negotiated to $6 a ton. They're going to bring them in a belly dump, and finalizing that verbally today, try to do paperwork if we can get it tomorrow. Bring those in a belly dump truck trailer, lay a strip of them down the roads that we want to do through the neighborhoods, and a grader to smooth them out so that we just have to have the water truck and the roller, and $6 for the millings and approximately $4 or $5 a ton for the hauling and spreading and everything. So literally half price with all the work included. So that is very close to being done. We're going to try and finalize that tomorrow. Question mark. I'm sorry. I thought you raised your hand, sir. Okay.
I have a question on that.
I've
talked to some of your people over there about that, but do you know what roads or areas or neighborhoods that will be going in on?
It will be putting it in on?
Yeah.
We're going to finalize some of that tomorrow, only in that he's going to gauge the trucking and hauling expense on how far he has to do it. Since he is close to the northwest corner, depending on cost, we might focus there. Otherwise, the idea I had was we have all the neighborhoods listed out as far as the number of houses per neighborhood, and may just start at who's got the most houses in their neighborhood. What's the next one? What's the next one? What's the next one? What's the next one? And just go down the list.
Okay.
Those are the two thoughts. It hasn't been determined.
Okay.
Franklin got to finalize with him.
Sure.
As far as how far is he will. I mean, I pushed him a lot to get that, to have them even spread it for us. So I got to see how far we can go with how far they'll truck it.
Question. What is low speed? When you talk about low speed, millings are good for low speed. What do you talk? Nothing above 30 miles?
Yeah, 20 to 30 and below. Yeah. It just
might need some speed limit signs on some.
That's a whole nother story.
I know.
Sure.
What defines a neighborhood in our township?
I guess.
I mean, all roads are neighborhoods?
We've been using that phrase as the main east, west, north, south roads are the main streets, and the neighborhoods are just anything that connects to one of those.
Okay.
Is there, which in particular?
No, I'm just curious because I've noticed that we're starting to put millings on, like, Prairie Creek and 160th.
That's different. That's
okay.
Chip seal. Chip seal.
Okay.
That's actually a more permanent process.
Right.
That you can put on higher speed limit roads.
Okay, so you're saying your east-west are considered main roads and not neighborhood roads then?
And the north-south, correct.
And the north-south. Oh, so the neighborhood roads are non-section roads then, basically?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. The ones that wind around by the houses.
Okay.
And like I said, that's it's close. It's in process. Okay, we're going to go on to items of business. This first piece on here is a piece of equipment that we'd been looking at for a little while. For those of you new to the room, just real quickly, and when you drive around the township, you'll see this, just probably weren't aware of looking for it. When a gravel road gets driven on, obviously all the material gets pushed out to the sides. And so what ends up happening is it's called a secondary lip, or a secondary ditch. There's the hump of material here before it goes down into the ditch. You can build up the road in the middle. You can, do several different things. So this reclaimer is a specific tool to pull all of that material, the gravel and everything, back onto the road, basically to help save costs, so you not have to buy all that gravel again. It goes on the front of our existing grader. Is Bobby Johnson over in Gypsum. He built one for their township, back in 99, and is still using it. The cost for one of these new is around $18,000. We had a bid given to us, or a proposal for a used one that's 5 years old, and, 7 years old, and has been sitting for 5 years. Had a bid for $12,000 on that one. We just have to find source and buy all the materials. He can build it for us. He's going to really shoot for the low end of that range towards 10. I put the 12 in there. He kept saying close to 10. I put 12 just for a little cushion. It will definitely be in that range, and we'll try to get it towards the low end of that range.
And that's the total end cost with us buying the material.
That's total. It's roughly half and half. $5,000 for material, $5,000 for laborers. Roughly right there. And we gotta source the material.
And that's just for the rock and stuff that's on the sides of the road, or that stuff that's gone down into the ditches?
You can extend it 3-4 feet. It's not, super long, like a grader blade. Frankly, when you get down that far, you can use a grader. That takes some different skills, and usually it means the grader's driving in the ditch, but which is what we're trying to avoid, frankly.
I know there's an area down the road from us that has, when it rains a lot, there's repeated, they put rock on it 2-3 times, and the road keeps washing out majorly, and it's a very big, hazard for, you know, somebody that doesn't know the road. It's, I'm surprised people haven't taken off on the side of the road or, you know, hit it and gone off the road, because it does leave quite an erosion there on the road.
Agreed.
So there is a lot.
Okay.
A lot of material.
And that's on that's on county line by 130th?
Between 130th and 140th.
Between the two, right? Okay. And that's on the
west side of the road.
On the west side. Yeah. I know what you're saying. Okay. Okay. So motion on the table for this piece of equipment. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And frankly, the other half of that equation is those things hold value extremely well. So honestly, if we run it around the township for 4 or 5 years and get everything cleaned up, we can sell it and recoup, you know, a chunk of that. All right, number two is what you alluded to, sir. This is unfortunately just a little detail that we didn't get into our employee handbook. We detailed out all kinds of stuff about vacation days, about how they were accrued, when they got them, when they take them. Get to the end of the year, we said that you can only roll over 40 days. It did not say specifically whether or not, if you didn't roll them over, whether they were lost, whether they'd be paid out by the township. So this amendment is, this item of business is a motion to add this addendum that if vacation days are not taken or rolled over by the end of the year, that they will be lost. So moved.
I second.
Second, the only thing I want to ask is who keeps track of those hours? Does the accountant keep track on the paycheck of how many hours has been taken and how many is left?
The overseer keeps track of the road crew's vacation and sick days, which are turned into the payroll accountant, and those vacation hours are reflected on the paychecks, yes. Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So then the
will
snafu.
Same thing apply for salaried people on their vacation time?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, part time doesn't get vacation right now, which is another. We started to talk about that at the agenda meeting. We didn't finalize on where we stood on that.
I mean, your salaried versus your hourly.
Right. We only have the one hourly person we have is part time. Our two full-time guys are salary, or the two positions, I should say. Excuse me. All right, item number three. So what happened then, and how this got brought to our attention, like I said, Philip, he did. He worked like a maniac. He didn't take time off very much at all. He worked Richard and Sean quite a bit as well. Over the course of 3 years, these guys had built up about 120, 130-ish hours coming into December 31st of 17. Richard asked Philip specifically, hey, do I get paid for these hours if I don't take them? Philip said yes, unfortunately, because his background is military and everything he's ever done, they've gotten paid out on. Everything I've ever done in the corporate world is I've lost it. Our discussions amongst the board were that you lose it. An email that I found that I had to my two partners was that you would lose the hours. Unfortunately, we didn't get that detailed in the handbook. And ironically, in my email to the two of these guys, it said, I want to do the 40-hour rollover because the worst case scenario that we could get hurt was that if somebody rolled that over and then left, it's kind of like a mini, small, teeny little retirement fund because we don't actually have one. So this is going to work out to 1 week's pay. We've talked about a compromise of not paying them the 130 hours that they lost, but not making it zero. And we pay the two full-time guys 1 week in recognition that we missed that detail on the handbook.
How much money are we talking about?
Roughly $1,200 a piece. $1,000 to $1,200. All right. So, motion on the table to compensate those guys for that.
The only thing I would like to say is that we have given Sean nothing, and he has worked an average of 30 hours. He's our part-time guy. And we talked about it the other day. I told Jeff what my opinion was. I don't know what Katie's is, but I think he should get paid at least a week's vacation. He has been with the
32 hours to be full-time.
Oh, he's definitely been working more than 32 hours. Well, 30, 32, because of the chip seal, first of all, he's added a lot of hours. So because of that, I guess we could go back and figure out exactly how many hours he's had, but I think it's unfair that we just skip over him and he gets no vacation or no sick leave.
Okay. And
but he's still employed?
Yeah.
Sorry?
He's hourly employed.
Sure.
He's still employed. Like I said, we started talking about what we were going to do with our part-time people going forward. It's not a done issue. Just because we're doing this does not mean we're leaving them out. We can bring it up again. We can discuss it. I'm not totally opposed to talking about it. I'm not opposed to paying them a little bit either.
You need to put it in your employee handbook.
Yep.
What the game plan is.
I understand. All of it was detailed out in that vacation part except for that. Okay, so motion on the table. Did I have a second? I don't remember.
I'll second.
All right. Motion made and seconded. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Nay, I'm going to say opposed.
You're going to say opposed even though Monday in the agenda meeting
because
you said
we
yes.
were going to also make Sean a part of this, and we didn't do that.
Okay. Whatever.
That's why.
Okay. We didn't finalize on Monday. How are we going forward with that?
It's okay.
Okay. The road grader. As most of you know, some of your new faces may not. We got a new road grader, Caterpillar grader, back in January of 17. Apparently managed to get a lemon of some sort, had many issues with it throughout the first half of the year to the point where we got to June and said we were going to sell it, literally with 350 hours on it. At the time, Foley was very unresponsive about any warranty work, any repairs, et cetera, et cetera. We went round and around with many, many phone calls. Philip even talked to the owner of the company, and the woman was more concerned about how he got her number rather than taking care of a grader. It finally managed to get to the regional director of service in this area, who happens to be a friend of mine that I thought he worked out of state. I didn't realize he was here. And since then, they've jumped all over the grader and now it's been working fine. Not fine, it's been working okay. As much as any heavy equipment does. The listing that we had in the summertime for the auction has expired. It was only a 6-month listing with the gentleman we had. We talked Monday about putting it on with Purple Wave. We've found out they do not charge a fee for government auctions. Unfortunately, new information from Monday is that they do not have a reserve price option, which so that's why this is going to be a new discussion. When we talked about it on Monday, the assumption was that if we put this up for auction again, that we could put a reserve on it. Because there's no way when I let it go, I don't want to take the chance on getting lowballed and this thing just going out the door. There's no way.
Why do we need to sell it if all these are taking care of it? Problems.
Ladies?
Well, if his friend quits Foley.
Are you talking about Jeff's friend?
Yeah. If Jeff's friend quits Foley, then we no longer have a way to get our grader repaired.
I guess we wait till he gets fired or quits, then worry about getting repaired.
That's kind of, that has been the only reason that they have really come out and gotten our grader back up and running. That's why we didn't have a lot of grading done in 2017, was because every time we went to do grading, the grader went down and we couldn't get them out there to get it fixed. And it just... It was frustrating because we could never seem to keep our grader up and running.
To that end, I have received a copy of all the error codes that is on that machine for 2017. If anybody would like to see them, there have not been any since July. At least that's the report that I got from Foley.
So since July it's been fixed?
I guess. I don't have any codes beyond that. I mean, I wrote the company.
Wait a minute.
They sent me an email back.
November, December, we saw it dead on the road on Rose Hill Road, and they couldn't get it to start.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would be.
So maybe that's not an error code to them.
I'm suspect of the codes. Not you, suspects of the codes, just because they've rebooted the software, they've reformatted it, they've replaced the software in that grader at least 3 times, if not more. I'm not counting those numbers.
I don't think they even know how many error codes it's had. That's really what I was trying to convey.
Okay. That's different.
It sounds to me, though, that if you put it out on Purple Wave, you could lose big money.
That's what I said. I don't.
I've got it.
I will not vote to auction this grader without a reserve price. Period.
Do you know anything about our process? I represent Purple Wave. That's the whole reason why I'm here tonight.
Oh, you're Keith.
Yes.
I tried calling you today.
Sorry,
I was gonna save you all this nonsense. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I've actually got handouts, and I can explain the whole process if you're gonna sell it. I mean, if I'm wasting my time, I'm wasting my time.
Can you do a quick 5-minute one?
Yeah. I can just show you this.
Not opposed to listening, but I'm really sorry.
No, that's fine.
I called and.
Anybody else want a copy of what I've got?
What'd you say?
The important thing that I want you guys to realize is we were never going to be charged 12% by this company, and that's what I was told.
Yeah, so just the bulleted highlights of it. You guys are a government entity. We have a contract with the state of Kansas. So we sell for all government entities for 0%. It's kind of a service that we provide in order to do all the KDOT work. We sell all KDOT equipment, including all their motor graders. It's kind of a deal that we had to cut with the state to get that contract. Everything that we sell is absolute. It's kind of the nerve-wracking part of the process, but it's the part that really drives us because we're a global company. I mean, we don't just sell in the state of Kansas. This is an international platform. Just last week, we shipped a loader to Dubai. I mean, on a grader of this caliber, you know, you're talking like a $350,000 grader. We actually went out day before yesterday, did a full set of pictures, did a video on it, had a signed contract, and then Philip called me and said, hey, we need to talk about this no reserve deal, which is the whole reason why I'm here tonight.
Right.
On an asset like this, we do an eval.
Just to be clear, it needs to be a board signature.
Sure.
I know absolutely. Philip can start the process. But
yeah, we don't have anything official until right. I found okay. out after we were done. We did an eval. We ran this through our team of guys that look at equipment values every day, and they feel like the market value of the machine is like $335,000 to $340,000 on our platform.
Okay.
I don't know what you've been trying to get out of it. I don't know what you've got in it. When you listed it with the other company.
Haven't we been trying to get like 380?
Yeah, our initial listing was 415 actually, but that was 9 months ago and, you know, less hours. And we got a 320 bid and I think we got a 315 bid, and then neither one of them came back with a counteroffer.
With a counteroffer.
Right.
Makes sense. And there was a commission taken out of that probably also.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I'm not going to go through all of this since you haven't decided if you're actually going to sell the machine.
Okay.
But there's a heat map on here, which is one of the things that we just did yesterday that will show you kind of how we do it. We've got an EDA list that we pull, so we know the people that are in the market for this exact asset. If you look at this page right here, that'll show you the heat maps of it.
Okay.
So we know where those machines are actually all being used, bought and sold. So it's not like we're just throwing a dart at the wall.
Appreciate that.
How much do you owe on the machine?
Katie?
Good question. 110. I had to think for a second. Actually, by now, it's like, I think it's 105.
We just did the first payment in tonight's vouchers of $24,000.
It's on your report.
$24,000.
Yeah. I'm trying.
$24,176.
So that was
what you're still saying is that
you do not, you would not be able to do,
No, we're a true auction company. The way that we protect is through the marketing. And it would take probably 30 minutes to go through and show you exactly how we build in the fail safe so that you don't take a bath on it. But
fair enough.
Unless they're, you know, ready to do something. And I'd be glad to do that when you make a decision.
Okay. Well, let's do that. Have you talk to the three of us then and
absolutely
explain that process. I'll be honest. I'm super leery of no reserve.
Yes, yeah. Thanks. I mean,
yeah, we don't want to end up worse off getting a different piece of equipment than we are right now financially.
And that's what we do every day. I mean, yesterday, on the 14th of February, we had a $3.5 million single seller in that sale.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nice. Okay.
So you're saying we can get $3.5
million? Yeah, that's what he said, Michael. It's on the tape.
Put it in the minutes.
Okay, so item number four, I guess we're just going to table it because there was new information just recently, and we'll talk further with Keith here and talk further amongst ourselves. Like I said, our general thought, everything we've said for the past 6 months, 9 months, is we want to make sure we have a quality machine, at least a comparable machine if we do go from Cat to John Deere. Make sure the finances are right. Definitely not a chance in hell losing money between the two, and actually should be able to come out ahead. The numbers we initially looked at, and don't hold these in stone because it all depends on, again, if we do it at an auction, we're taking that 110 debt owed on the Cat and taking it down to the 60-70 range to be conservative on the John Deere. That the difference in price because of the government discount we got on the Cat could offset going the other way and come out ahead. And again, I apologize that you're going to sit through this.
And yeah, I just pulled it out. Our outstanding balance on our current one is $114,000. And then we're going to be paying our first $24,000
before that payment. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So number four is tabled. All right. Number five. This is, again, that opportunity that I was just talking about. Just need, because the agreement might happen in between meetings, this was just the authorization to do that. What I did forget to mention is they are talking about somewhere between 10,000 and 12,000 tons. So at $10 a ton, it's $100,000 to $120,000 purchase, but it's also $110,000 to $120,000 savings because we're not paying the $20 a ton over at APAC.
I'm going to have a question on that.
No problem. What did I just think of? Oh, and it is a staggered construction project. It's going to be a portion of it. They start February 26th. Be a portion of it in, let's see, towards the end, I think it's like middle towards the end of March, a little bit in April, and then into June, maybe July. There's a little gap in between number two and three. And so it's not like they show up on our doorstep with 15 trucks going, here's all your stuff, take it right now. It will be staggered out over a period of time. You had a question?
Yes. Is it going to be a problem if they are not reconditioned and us just putting them straight on the road?
I talked extensively to Bob Filippi over at APAC over the last few days. These are going to be exactly the same thing that we would be getting from APAC.
Okay, so that would be pretty much the same quality.
Yep.
Just at half the cost.
Yeah, exactly.
And already put on the road, which would reduce labor
correct
and time there.
Correct.
Okay.
And what roads are you going to put that on?
Just the neighborhoods. And like I said, it's like I need
you
to finalize
your main thoroughfares.
Sorry?
You're talking about just your main thoroughfares.
No, the opposite. The opposite. All the main.
The additions.
The additions. Yeah. When I say neighborhood, I think additions. Yes. Or I mean neighborhoods. Okay. Motion on the table to finalize that opportunity. like I said, definitely will only do it if it's...
I got a question.
I'm sorry, I didn't see your hand. No, sorry. I thought you were pointing. I was like, what? It's right. It's
no, I heard him saying, Jeff over there.
What is the cost for water?
Good point. Let's see, $75 per 4,000 gallons. And 4,000 gallons will do about a quarter mile. So, so what's that a mile? $300 a mile. And at, let's see, the millings we put down in December, we did a thin coat. We're looking at, I'm gonna say in the 350 to 400 ton range per mile of millings, then plus the water. That would give, that would, I believe, if I remember my math, that's in a 3 to 4 inch thick range of putting it down in the neighborhoods.
Oh, you're putting it that thick?
Yeah. We tried 1.5, 2 inches already.
Okay.
Well, 3 inch, that's a starting number, and it compacts from there. Sorry, because we have to think of how much does it lay out, how much does it spread?
Okay.
That's a starting number, and then it compacts from there.
For my part, I think this is great. It sounds like a great deal. But I have no spreadsheet of the total cost. Water's not included. I would rather see us hold it to a certain line. We have already committed to doing at least 1 to 2 miles of chip sealing on these roads next year, and I think a lot of people would really like to see that continue. So if we're going to adopt something like this, since I don't have a spreadsheet, it really would be hard for me to support, and of course I'm only one vote, but without a drawing the line at some point and saying, look, we're new, we don't know how this is going to work out, so let's hold the line at 80,000. I'm really not ready to commit to 100,000 plus for this project. I just am not ready to do that, given the chip seal has already been talked about.
The question I have on it, you're going to put it in additions, mm-hmm. not on our main thoroughfares.
Right.
Where is the most traffic?
In the main thoroughfares,
but
where the chip seals go.
That wouldn't hold up anyway.
Wait a minute.
Because it's 30 miles or less.
Yeah, you didn't like the millings.
We're not putting millings on the main roads.
Yeah. No, so didn't like the millings.
So it is better.
No, if it's done with a different mix, like they're talking about, then it might not be a bad idea. I just don't want to commit to $100,000 worth of millings.
All right. So in.
It's okay.
The November, was it November or December, where we had, from the addition that came in, that signed the petition about
right.
the complaining.
Yeah.
December, right? Or is that November?
November.
November. So that was the one that we tried that out on?
No.
Okay.
No, but nothing's been done in that addition.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay, so the solution we've got here is to put down the millings, which is would make that neighborhood happy.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. They've never had this. I don't know.
It's probably better than what they got.
Right.
Yeah, it's not dusty.
The dust and stuff like that. So that's definitely going to help. So
one sec.
I just want to make sure I understand.
Limit.
You are against putting it down because of the cost.
Is that what I said?
Yeah. You said 80,000. You wanted to keep it around 80,000 instead of 140.
He said, okay, we've already committed to 1 to 2 miles of chip seal, which I would rather do. I understand.
In a neighborhood.
No,
in that neighborhood.
On a main road.
Okay, so you want to
continue the chip seal?
Okay. Hang on, 1 sec. New information, all right? And I think we might have to talk.
Just don't have enough information to say yes. Okay. But
I think we talked very briefly about this because this got dropped in our lap. Okay. And it is literally at the point of about half price. We discussed putting off the chip seal in 2018 and focusing on this, because it got, like I said, because it is $100,000 to $120,000 savings. The other part of the chip seal is that it is best if the roads, we shape them, build them, and then they sit for a while. It's gonna be tough for us to run, to get 2 miles ready by the end of, even by, if you say by the end of summer and run them at the end of August, when it's hot enough, warm enough, dry enough, for the chip seal solution to be at its best. It'll be tough for us to get 2 miles fully ready, ditches, culverts, trees, and then have that those miles pack for at least 6 months, and then do our chip seal project. I'm very leery about that, and again, I'd rather be cautious and not do that and then wreck the roads.
And how much, I know you said this once before, but this amount that you, how many neighborhoods, how many miles would that cover?
We have roughly 35 miles of
neighborhoods. Sorry, I did that a couple days ago. Let's say if we go completely conservative and say it takes 500 tons per mile, and we have roughly 35 miles, 10,000 tons would do 20 miles.
Versus 2 miles of chip seal.
Versus 2 miles of chip seal on the main thoroughfares versus the...
Understood.
Yeah.
And just so everyone knows, I do not live in the neighborhood. So I'm not trying to...
You're not lobbying for the neighborhoods?
No.
Jeff, are you committing to taking all of Donlinger's millings in this? I mean, is that part of the agreement, the price spread?
Yes. Yeah. So you, and here's the other aspect about that. I know that Julie just said she was leery about the process even, or about this application. Philip and I have long discussions with these guys. Worst case scenario, over the past couple of years, we've been buying rock from the quarry at $7, $8, $9 a ton, and we're having to haul it and put it down to build up sub-base, to build up our roads. Worst case scenario, that it doesn't even stick together, it becomes a sub-base layer and building up the roads rock that we're paying a little less than already for, plus they're hauling it and spreading it. So that's our thoughts, so far. Two.
I live in Mockingbird Meadows, which I think is closest to where you're talking about these things coming from.
It'll be in your backyard, yeah.
Yes, yes, which is exciting to us. But my question is, when you guys were out and walked the roads, there was a lot of prep work that needed to be done to the roads to, to bring them up. I mean, would the prep work be done? Could that be done before this starts showing up?
Well, there were two thoughts to that we did discuss already. Was part of the prep work when we talked to you was that we wanted to do some of the rock so that we could do a real thin layer of the asphalt millings. To be able to get at such a much cheaper price, we can use the millings themselves as some of that prep rock. When they're going to put it down, 4 and 5 inches thick, and they're grading it, and they put a crown into it, then the neighborhoods, and especially yours, there is some prep work to do, but it's very minimal compared to a lot of other places. Philip and I just talked today, and literally think that we can go back after the fact and do a little shaving on the sides, little things here and there, to be able to still take advantage of this opportunity.
So what you're saying is you're probably not going to be doing prep work then before this?
No. As much as we can, but it's not, I don't think.
What kind of prep work are you considering?
Well, we definitely, your neighborhood in particular, already has some big, nice ditches on most of the sides of the roads. There's a few that probably need to be done, but those can still be done after the fact with an excavator and a truck, right?
Okay.
Replacing culverts can be done after the fact. It's just the shoulders is about the only thing that's a little tricky after the fact, because you are so close to the edge of the chip seal and hard to, kind of scrape that off. But it's still doable to be able to.
So we've actually had quite a bit more deterioration since you've been out there.
Okay.
It's almost continuous washboard now in the whole neighborhood. Does that matter when you put all this millings and stuff down on top of it?
Well, we definitely wouldn't leave a washboard. The bare minimum, the very first thing is grade it, yes.
That would be great.
I know. I appreciate that. okay. Sorry. Terry.
Are you saying that essentially that
the material you're talking about, the additions, just won't hold up to the use of the speed on the main roads? Is that the essential reason why you wouldn't put it on one of the main roads?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The engineers that we've talked to, the Federal Department of Transportation has a paper on it. Ironically, I have a brother-in-law in Minnesota that's on their road crew. We've had lengthy discussions about millings. He says they don't use them anywhere over 30 miles an hour.
So my next question would be then.
Sure.
What options does that leave you for repairing the main roads that are washboarded or whatever? What options do you have that you're looking at?
Well, the best thing that this does then is takes our time, effort, and money then out of the neighborhoods. And so then we would have money then too. Like I said, if the quarry here isn't making the rock we need, we can truck it in from somewhere. Honestly, now that the grader's up and running, we can get that going again more than it has been. And we'll continue, and on the main roads, we're not chip sealing any of the neighborhoods, and we're gonna continue to chip seal, you know, slowly on the main thoroughfares.
Well, I know a good place for you to do some of that.
I think I know where. Steve?
Jeff, can this material be used as a base for the chip seal?
It can, yeah.
So then there's a possibility you wouldn't have to delay if you use some of this material for the 2 miles you're gonna do, and it's a lot cheaper than doing it ourselves anyway.
Yeah, but I don't, where I get more leery about trying to clean up edges and everything on a $55,000 mile of chip seal than on at 500 tons, a $5,000 mile of asphalt millings. I'd much rather, it seems a little riskier. I just wouldn't want to mess with the chip seal. It's such a big expense. I just want to be conservative about it and not mess with it in that way.
Well, even if you put it down, I would say it's got to stay. You drive on it for a year anyway, right?
Except
what is the base material going to be for the chip seal project?
The base material, as we've done, is about 4 to 6 inches. Excuse me. 4 to 6 inches of the 1.5 inches. 2 inches of a sub-base layer of slightly smaller, and with that has screenings in it so that can be rolled tight as well. And then the chip seal over the top of that.
Oh, it doesn't include this material?
Not normally. It could, and the APAC has said you can use millings to help just build up your road and then chip seal over the top of them. And I believe that was Jack's intent, if I remember right. So it's definitely doable. Just the idea that everything we've found and seen talking to other townships is that millings on the main thoroughfares just break down too quick.
Can't be any worse than what we've got.
Yeah, but people don't go 30 miles an hour on those main roads.
Right.
At all.
Right.
They don't really go 30 miles an hour in the additions either.
Yeah.
It's easier though if they're slower.
Is that stretch, yeah, is 130th that you live on? Was that
Michael, you made a point about water.
It's millings.
How much water?
They did the.
Are you saying it doesn't require?
They did the western half first about 1.5 years ago. The eastern half about 7-8 months ago. And that's exactly what it is.
That doesn't work.
It's exactly
our little tiny tanker.
He just said it's a bit ago. It's on the tank. You can go back and listen to it.
It's on the tank.
All right. Any other thoughts?
No,
I just don't know if I want to do this again.
That's what it was, $350 a month.
Well, like I
for water?
In the worst case, I just built it up. For less than what you pay now.
Rural water?
Make sure we weren't going to end up with problems.
Rural water or sewer water or. Hey, I don't care who we get it from. We got a big pond over at Jeff's, too. There's other people that have ponds, so.
Sorry. Sorry, one sec.
Do you remember what Mulberry was in Chester? Was that millings or what?
No, it was millings.
Okay. But I don't think it was done correctly.
And yeah, okay. That road is one of the worst.
No, it's
Yeah, it was Mulberry.
Keep going? All right, so we have a motion on the table for this. And again, like I said, it's all depending on how it comes back tomorrow. He's got to say all those things that I said about that they're going to haul it, they're going to grade it. Definitely going to make sure that it is the right deal for us. So moved. Those in favor?
You need a second.
I need a second first. Sorry, you're right.
I'll second.
10 minutes later, I forgot where
I would love to see this amended to including maybe one neighborhood to start with. I just really hesitate to spend $140,000.
Jeff, isn't there a chance if you don't pick the whole deal, some other township will?
Yeah, well, you guys don't need my vote.
Possibly.
So go right ahead.
I don't know for sure. I don't know who he's talked to. But I wouldn't. I know that they approached Bruno. They happened to approach Bruno first, and Bruno didn't have a place to store it, which...
So if you can get the cheapest rock,
just pass it.
Katie, is there enough money to spend $140,000 on this?
$258,000.
In the treasury?
Yes.
For next year.
But you're also making you're also making the assumption that we go through with the chip seal.
No.
Okay.
No, if you're going to buy this, we don't have any money for that.
That's not true.
Okay,
we just care.
It doesn't matter.
Just
vote on it. Go ahead.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're done. Okay. But when you get the deal finalized, I'd really like
to
see it.
No, you guys will sign it too.
I'd like to see it.
I am not signing it. All right, it's all of us. Okay.
I happen to belong to service. One of my customers is a concrete contractor, so I had to bring out a bunch of asphalt tailings, which is the same thing with LA.
Okay.
And I've used them on my driveway. It's about a 500-foot driveway going to the back. And if you apply them right, and then once they're rolled, and they need to be rolled wet,
yep.
Like, for instance, a water truck or a good rain,
yep.
That stuff will literally pack just like asphalt road.
You agree?
Now, the only problem you have is if, you know, you got a semi running down it at 60 miles an hour and it's not very thick, it's going to have a tendency to crack up.
Yep.
But if it's done right on, say, like, you know, residential, like in our Mockingbird's edition, where you got cars going by 10, 20 miles an hour, it'll hold up for years because I've used it for years and I'm running a 13,000-pound truck and trailer over it every day and I don't have any problems with it.
Let's all do that with our hoses and water.
Just get a big asphalt truck. And have a water wagon go behind it, so all you have to do. And then roll her over it.
Keith, don't feel like you have to stay if you need to go.
Now, it would work very well probably on something like 31st Street because over there by the water tower, west of Andover Road there.
Right.
They drive awful fast over there.
Yeah, you know, coming off
the trash trucks, the big BFI and waste management trash trucks, they drive awful fast. They'll be doing 30, 40 miles an hour easily as a minimum.
Coming off the pavement, yeah.
Those will have a tendency, if they're fully loaded and they weigh about 50,000 pounds, they will have a tendency to cause it to crack.
Yep. Agreed. Okay. Number six, board communication. This is a motion I'm putting in here that communication coming from the board is only to come from approved sources. We've had an issue with a Facebook page, and Julie has maintained that it's her personal page and that we can't say anything about it. So just in recognition that I, as trustee, Katie as treasurer and our employees have a no confidence vote with you. This is what I'm instructing you with that Facebook page. You need to change the name from Pleasant Township of Butler County. It is not an official. You do not have any pictures on there that identify Pleasant. You cannot put any communication on there. Because of your position as clerk, it is confusing people and it's not right. That needs to be changed.
Well, the only thing I've ever posted on there, just to make everything clear, it has 105 followers, and it was specifically to announce meetings. And that's all I ever do is announce meetings. And that seems to be a problem. And actually, I didn't announce any meetings for a year. And I kind of left it alone because we had built a website, and all of these meetings were supposed to be on that website, and they just never got on there.
Michael, when you saw her post, what did you think?
A couple weeks ago when you saw her post. I thought it was a real post. I thought that was the official site.
It was a real township meeting, yeah. And it was in all caps.
I'm going to show you. That's not right. It was never in caps. That's just not the truth.
It's absolutely true.
Well, did you see it?
I did.
Show it to me. Show it to me in caps.
Afterwards, Mike.
It's not even there.
It's true.
Jesus Christ.
Shouldn't show Pleasant Township if it's not Pleasant Township.
I don't care. I can change all of that out. I don't need to put Pleasant Township pictures in there, but it is still Pleasant Township. I'm not going to tell Pleasant Township T Group that they have to change their name. It's a .org.
It's Pleasant Township of Butler County.
Right.
That is the name of
Facebook.
You have to
right.
It is not.
Well, you have to change that name.
Okay, but again,
you are confusing people.
Okay, Jeff.
And there are pictures.
No, this is not an argument.
You know what? Just let me finish.
No, I'm not. We're done.
Oh, for God's sake. Well,
we're done with this.
Whatever. I'm still going to put the announcements on there. Okay. So if I want to change it all these other ways, then I can change the name. Or whatever I have to do, but I'm still going to put the announcements on there.
Is this your private Facebook page?
Yes.
Then it should not have that title on it.
I'll change it. I have no problem changing it. When I originally put that up.
Change it and let's move on.
Okay.
Yeah, Jeff, let's move on. I said I'd change it, okay? I will change it.
Let's move on.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Let's take a vote. Oh, my God. Whatever.
Yep. We're gonna put this in as an item, that communication needs to come from board-approved sources. So moved.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Staying.
Staying. Okay.
What about the website? When are we going to be able to post on that when the meetings are? They never get posted. That's why I went back to that Facebook page, because you weren't doing it. No, you know, everything
Jesus
that
Christ
we do Jesus. Should be on
All right,
that page.
No more. You're done. We're not talking.
Yeah.
You don't have the floor.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
I have apologized at least 10 times about not having that be a really good site in 2017. That's all I can do, okay? All right, again.
Let's go to the next one. One more ninja item. Board rules. Board rules. Let's do that.
Nope. Okay.
It says meeting every Thursday.
Okay, that's the regular meeting.
Okay.
It doesn't say, guess what, we aren't having one in January. It doesn't say we have an agenda meeting at 10 o'clock on Monday.
Julie, you don't have the floor. Here we go. Next item on the table is board rules. The trustee and the treasurer have completely lost confidence in Julie as our clerk. Our employees have lost confidence in Julie. We made a new policy in our mail pickup and distribution. I'm submitting a motion that December 8th of 16 motion. I'm forgetting that it's the item. We're going to change that. We're going to recognize how the auditor said there needs to be separation of duties in that. I, as trustee, am going to pick up the mail now and make copies.
That's wonderful. I'm really happy about that.
Good.
That's great.
Good. I'll have a key. The treasurer will have a key, and I'll hold an extra key, extra copy of the key for now. So moved. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Sorry. Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
This kind of goes back to, I don't know if this goes to board rules or board communication, but I kind of have a problem with not everyone being able to be on the website. If that is a township website, why are not all the board members allowed to get onto that website?
Because Jeff doesn't want it that way.
Be,
I'm pretty sure that everybody needs to go back and listen to the December. Okay, hang on.
I'm going to answer the question. I'm going to answer the question. Because of too much garbage coming out of Julie. I'll be honest.
Like what?
Political opinions, accusations. I don't trust her with the website. When she puts down, her Facebook page is a perfect example. And I will show everybody, as soon as this thing's done recording, I'll see if I still have the screenshot of Jeff Henke, trustee, special meeting called for January. It was the agenda meeting that we do before our regular monthly meeting that we have done for 3 years.
No, that's a Monday prior
that nobody,
to the meeting.
That nobody's wanted. No, you said it for the... that's why. There's so much stuff going on behind the scenes you guys don't know of, and I apologize because it looks so screwed up up here, and it just...
And there's permissions,
we're
right,
done.
Michael?
We're done. Right. We're done. I'm done dealing with her.
The website?
Katie's done dealing with her. Philip quit a large part because of Julie, and I wish he was here to tell you himself. Richard has...
You know, you're making a lot of accusations, and I would just stop it because it's getting recorded.
I'm not going to stop
and
it.
And I may
I'll
not have millions
here.
Of dollars in the bank, but I know you're already
what
compromised.
The hell is
that?
Why
so
the heck
just
should
move
I
on.
Have to wait until Monday to get a bank statement from you to get final receipts and stuff from you?
God, no. I can send them by email, and you don't like it. Just nothing makes you happy.
Because we had agreed on how it would happen, and you won't do it.
Then why can't we move the mailbox out to the township building? Yeah, I'll see you guys. I don't blame you. I want to leave
right.
too. We done?
No, hang on. I'm moving on. All right. Next motion on the table is similar in that we're going to limit Julie's activities with the township because of this garbage that's been going on. According to some of the statutes,
so you and Katie must have got together and had a nice little
no,
meeting.
No, see, that's exactly one of the, right there, perfect
bullet
example.
Bullet rolls? Do you know anything about this, Katie?
Perfect example.
No, okay. I really don't.
Okay.
Perfect
so I'm
example.
Kind of waiting to
the
find
accusations
out what
it is. That Katie and I are having meetings behind her back when we have never, never in 3 years.
Don't yell at me.
I'm not yelling at you.
What about the time you guys got together and decided that Katie wouldn't have to bring to the board she's
we
been
haven't
over $100?
Decided.
What?
God.
What about deciding that you wouldn't turn in labor audits?
Had it with you. It is.
You know, you just don't like it because nobody. I don't agree with you.
Widely known throughout the township, you don't accept it when you don't when you agree.
You know.
All right.
Just got to have it your way about everything.
This is 3 years ago, Katie.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're passing an item where I am motioning an item of business that the clerk's duties will be limited to statute 80-501. It's a Kansas statute that says a clerk is in charge of all the records. There's nothing on there that says anything about timeline. There's nothing on there about anything that says she has to get the mail first or the invoices
and that's
first.
No problem.
And we're going to follow the Butler County practice where the treasurer keeps her originals and gives Julie the copies.
And she's not getting her originals now?
There have been issues with you not.
Oh, my God, Jeff. You know better than that.
You're going to maintain the clerk's log. You will fulfill records requests when they come up. They can be the records requests can be requested from any of us, and we will forward them to Julie. There are other Kansas statutes regarding postings for elections, et cetera, et cetera. So moved.
Good. Maybe I get to do my job then.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Those in favor? Aye. Those opposed? Those abstain?
Hey, it's whatever you want, Jeff.
Could you give me a copy of exactly how you wrote that out for me?
Sure.
You want to do my minutes from now on, too?
Last item of business is the motion that while Julie Winslow is the clerk in her position, she will not have contact with our employees, our vendors, our suppliers, our payroll accountant, or any other person or entity doing business with the township besides myself.
That's not going to happen.
These two don't get along.
That's not going to happen, Jeff.
No, you listen up. Hey, zip it.
Oh, see?
No, I'm tired
of that. This is what I have to be put up with.
Excuse me. No, just let me. No, no. Excuse me, no.
You need to get along.
You have no idea. You have no. Quiet.
Right.
Listen to me.
You have no idea.
Just be quiet, okay? You have no.
Y'all need to resign
from
the board meeting.
Okay.
Don't. Please don't do that. Please don't say that. Wait a minute.
No, I'm sorry.
No. You guys have not even been here for 3 years. You have no idea what you're talking about. Period.
Whoa,
you literally.
I was here at a board meeting not too long ago asking for somebody. Get inside at the end of my street.
Okay.
Because my kids got
so you've been.
Okay. And the damn fucking day has been done. It still hasn't been done yet. And there's people driving 30, 45
miles an hour. So if she gets hit or somebody else gets hit,
that was too.
Okay.
You guys can pay for the funeral.
Because nothing's getting done. I'm very sorry that she almost got hit. Okay.
You know, now on that situation, 3 years ago.
Okay. No, sir. We're not going into this yet. We're not going into this yet. I will put a pause. I will call this meeting to recess, and I will have people escorted out of this meeting. Okay? We're done.
Really,
we're moving forward.
He has a question.
Can I change the subject?
No. No. I want to tell you why. The ridiculousness that goes on behind the scenes. The three employees came to me in the fall of this year and said, if Julie doesn't stop contacting us, we're going to file harassment charges.
Oh, for God's sake, Jeff.
True statement. I get calls from the vendors that say they don't want to deal with her. We will work with the township, but we don't want to talk to Julie.
You know what?
The Burr Camp meeting that we just had about the material that was out in Sun City that I brought up in December, that was the new material that was a possibility. They specifically said, we don't want Julie at the meeting.
No, that was Philip said.
No, it wasn't.
Well, then the president of Burr Camp is a big, fat liar.
It wasn't the president at the meeting.
Whatever, Jeff.
It wasn't the president at the meeting.
No, you've had your say. I'm going to say mine. If it's not Jeff's way, it doesn't happen. Every single minute that I have turned in this entire year, it says Jeff revised by every one of them. Because until October, when he completely obliterated an entire paragraph, I allowed him, to my shame, to keep changing the minutes. Okay? And even the auditor asked me, why do these minute files that I've gotten, I'll say, minutes of blah, blah, dash, Jeff
because
revised.
Because you will not take direction from your...
I don't need direction from you to take
the
frickin' minutes.
Yeah, you do.
You need direction from somebody to run the township.
This motion is on the table.
You
go
ahead.
Do I hear a second?
I don't even know what we're talking about right now.
Jesus.
Where are we?
The last one right here.
I think you're right. I think we should all resign. And sign a statement that we will not come back for a minimum of 2 years. It's a great idea.
What I see here is you guys must evidently fight like cats and dogs all the time.
Only when he doesn't get his way about everything.
Sir.
Oh, my God.
Sir, I appreciate your opinion. You literally do not have the history here, okay? Seriously, I appreciate your opinion. You don't have the history. No, I'm not at all.
Yeah.
No, I'm not at all.
You know, Jeff,
I got to be. I can talk to the people that have been. Okay, you know what? I have no. Okay, hang on 1 second. I haven't the foggiest freaking idea what Michael Seeds or Steve Wheeler, who have actually sat here for 3 years of my administration, what they will say right now. No clue. I haven't talked to them at all. Please, give me a letter grade. Give this board a letter grade, A through F.
So,
please.
Do they fight like this all the time?
No, this is just as of recent, but I'm going to go back 3 years, 3+ years ago. There is a common thread.
Julie likes to do things right. Julie likes lots of visibility.
No. Right. You forced Jack out.
What's that?
It was nice enough. Okay, Jack left. Well, let's just say Jack left.
No.
Jack was
forced. No.
You know, I just can't be bought. Maybe that's the problem.
How can Jack buy you?
Why don't you let him
okay.
talk? He asked him to talk.
Go ahead.
And you're not letting him talk.
Yeah, let him talk.
Go ahead.
So we have that. Jeff came in, and I think that the board has done very good. And I'm saying board. I'm not saying Jeff, I'm not saying Katie, I'm not saying Julie. I think the board has done a very good job for the last 3 years for what has happened before. But there is always something that is going on, and you see it, you hear it, you see the different things that are going on. And Julie, I'm sorry, but there's always one common thread.
Yeah.
And when there is a YouTube video of screaming and yelling, and Katie, who is a mouse, flipped out, saying that she was sick of what was going on. And right after that, within a month or so, that's when Jack left.
Well, let's have somebody else talk about the meetings that they've attended for the last 3 years.
Okay.
LaDonna, you want to address this?
She hasn't been here for 3 years.
Oh, she's been here off and on for 3 years.
Off and on. I have been here consistently.
For a year?
For three years.
We've been here since he's been here.
3 years.
Okay, 3 years.
And he came in, as a Jack supporter.
I did.
Did you work on Jack's campaign?
I did.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're just a little biased there.
What?
And you're not.
He's
biased.
Biased. Well, okay.
Biased.
I see what you're saying.
I agree with you on a lot of it. I do agree with you on a lot of it. I think that the money situation got straightened up when we got the new board. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of money that we could not account for. That's why I'm asking for the 2013 audit.
Okay.
We had a lot of financial discrepancies with the prior board. We do not have that anymore.
Okay.
So I do know that there are some problems with the board, and I'm going to agree with you on that. But I'm not sure that it's just one common thread. I've seen a lot of different things go on. So there's a lot of things behind. I'm not saying that there's any one person right or wrong, but behind the story, there is always another side.
I don't disagree.
The thing I disagree with you about is when you said that Julie Force checked out.
Yeah, and I re-say that. You're right. That was probably a cheap shot.
That's just where I wanted to find out.
And I did change that, saying that Jack left.
Right. Because there was a lot of people that wanted that to happen.
Okay.
It was not just Julie.
And what I am concerned with is that we are going to lose the board members again and have to go through all this pain.
It's been happening for 40 years.
Right. I agree with you on that.
So, I mean, Rick was an idiot. I hated Rick. But
ouch.
At least...
Rick could grade a road.
Rick would set his grader in the middle of the road and not let anybody go.
At least it just stayed. I mean...
He had cars stopped waiting for him, and he would go out and talk to our neighbors, and cars are backed up waiting to get by him, and he had his parked in the middle of the road.
All right, let's not relitigate that.
And I also want to, you know, we all vote. We all get a vote. It is our right to vote. And those two, I know yours is coming up soon, but those two overwhelmingly got voted in.
Well, there was no competition.
Yes, there was.
No, there was nobody else registered to run against them.
I voted.
I didn't see anybody else on the ballot.
I wrote myself in.
See, good God. It's kind of a misrepresentation.
That was bad. All right, bad joke.
Here's
okay.
The problem just with the Jeff is that the way the auditor talked, and I don't know what this gentleman over here that talked about the procedures, the auditor, and I keep going back to this auditor, but we paid him. He's an unbiased person, and he talked about the policies and procedures. And we do need those. Those are a big part of our problem.
I know, and we've been working on it.
And
sorry,
what's been the holdup on
it? It hasn't been.
But
this is just to lay out a perfect example. You cannot finish a sentence without getting interrupted.
Well, here's an example I'm going to give you.
No.
Right.
Just hang
here.
On, hang on. No, we're not.
Is
Just a minute, please.
So I just would.
They are 85.
You're taking our elected official position away and making the board now two people.
Yeah,
and it's,
pretty much.
You haven't done 3 years of this.
Oh my!
Every time something happens in this realm, I pick up the pieces.
I know that.
We pick up the pieces. Well, if you know that, then you understand this.
I still
It's still wrong.
It's wrong.
I should.
You're not a very good leader.
It's like everybody at their job. Sorry, I mean, everybody's got a person on their job that they just
don't like.
That's the thorn or whatever you want to call it that we can. But I can't get them fired, and she's an elected official.
Okay.
I feel like it's wrong for you to do that. I mean, I'm just saying my opinion. I just think it's wrong, and I think that this gentleman's right when he said, you guys just need to be adults.
You need to get
and
along.
Figure it out. I know it's frustrating.
In two different ways. You got to look at your
I'm sorry. Hang on. I'm sorry to interrupt you. He's had his hand up for like 10 minutes. I will come back. Sorry, I will come back.
I'm
sorry.
Anybody.
Start over. I'm sorry.
I've been here 18 years, and what I'm going to say is unbiased. I don't care. But what I see out in the field, I think, is representative of what happens here. And at times, we feel out here we're not being serviced.
I understand.
You're not.
I understand.
We get the feeling you don't work for us, that you've lost the focus. We're the employers.
Okay, hang on.
Just a second. Let me finish.
You're right. I'm sorry. Hang on.
I know in the last 3 years, less than that, last 2 years, our roads have went to hell.
Yep.
Yes.
My feeling is the guy running the grader don't have a clue because he's never had the experience of running the grader. That's what you got to focus on. The township overall will be better if you have a good operator. You can take care of the additions, but the main roads is the carriers. And when there's a rough on every one of them, then you're tearing up our vehicles. We're changing out filters every time you turn around.
You're right.
All we're asking you to do is do the job. Okay. I'll let you fight.
Sir, that's just such an unfair statement right there. The
The
two things you need to do exactly what you're saying are a road grader that works and quality materials. And the two things that I've sat here and said that have been the hardest thing for us through the whole of 2017 have been our grader and materials. And I sat here and I've said three times, I've made the damn mistake. Me, I take responsibility, accountability to everybody. I made the mistake of not thinking of pulling rock in from other quarries and trucking it in and spending that money. I've always been frugal. I've always been conservative. That price was $14 a ton, and I focused on the $8. In hindsight, I should have done more of that. Maybe not as much as, you know, to totally cover the township. I should have done some.
We all live out here and understand dust. I was raised in dust in the country. I spent my life in dust and 34 years in the military. And I know what dirt is.
And I'm trying to plead and tell you that it is an unusual situation at this moment because of the past year.
But we haven't seen any.
And all I'm going to say is, this is my part, and I'm going to just, you know, as far as the overseer and the roads, all right? Here's the problem that I have. A year ago, Jeff came to Katie and I and said, I want to be the one that everybody goes to for the roads. I want to be the one to oversee Philip. So you know what? Those two have had total responsibility for the roads for the past year. Okay? And for them to sit and I wish he would have spent as much time figuring out how we were going to get a new trustee or a new road overseer or a consultant that he spent on these agenda items telling me that he didn't like my minutes and he didn't like this or couldn't talk to this.
Okay, so
I want y'all to work together.
It's just ridiculous.
That's all we're asking.
Work together.
You're not doing it.
You have no idea what you're saying.
I think we need an arbitrator.
You cannot take 3 years and stuff it into the past 2 hours. No disrespect to you, sir. No disrespect to you, sir. That is garbage. Do not take the last 3 years and tell me that this 3 hours is representative of that. No chance. I have been called names. I've had my integrity questioned. I've been called a thief. Our graders have been, the guys operating the graders have been flipped off, cars pulled in front of them. It is unbelievable.
I don't let my children be in newspaper articles because of this township. And they have earned that right through school. But I don't allow it because I don't want my children dragged into this.
You want to talk about accountable? Let's talk about accountable for a minute. Every dollar for the past 3 years has been detailed to the penny, to the category. Audits were passed by the state that townships were supposed to do audits in 2008. No one in this township did an audit up until last year. We started with 2015, we've done 2016, because we wanted to get trend lines so that we could understand the different portions of where the money was going, so that we could have our pie chart of where do we spend money and what sections and what trends are we having. That was our business financial decision. We're doing 2013 and 14 and going back, because that's how we have to go back to that. We've started maintenance logs out at the shop, which have not been done before up until now. There is a binder for each truck, each piece of equipment, and it's on a regular maintenance schedule on regular hours. That was not done before. We do annual insurance reviews, where every time the insurance comes up for renewal, rather than being rubber stamped, we submit out to two or three companies and get bids for coverage and price. We have a material tracking spreadsheet. You're right. I'll take the fault on that we haven't shown that to you, okay? One of the big complaints when we switched over was that nobody knew where the rock was going. We have a spreadsheet that shows number of tons, dollars, and exactly which road it goes on by month. I apologize we haven't shown that you didn't know that. That is a failure on my part to not show that. We had culverts that had gotten replaced in previous administrations that never got billed to citizens. This administration has billed out culverts to people that should have paid
for them. That's what we got caught in the audit
for. We've gotten three.
Well, it's not true.
Because it is. Because they were a little late, but they went out. We did 3 miles of chip seal that has never been done before in this township. We had 2 500-year floods. Not my words, not my definition. 2 500-year floods in the last 3 years. The first one, we submitted a $56,000 bill to FEMA. FEMA changed their rules from 20 years prior of reimbursing townships. We did not get reimbursed for the $56,000. We were not able to submit for the second storm because of limits that Butler County has. So that honestly was about $100,000 that we spent on storms, that the guys rebuilt roads, remaintained the roads, reshaped everything. We spent that $100,000, and we're still under budget. I know the roads have been bad lately, okay? Again, I'm gonna apologize for it. There have been some external things that have been out of our control. There have been some internal things in our control. I promise you we are addressing the internal things. Yes, Richard is new grading. We're getting him as much time as we can grading. Foley has a trainer, actually, so we're gonna try and get some time with him for Richard. The new operator, Philip, actually, see, that's the thing, when he says your road graders are horrible, we've had three different road graders over the past couple of years, as far as full-time guys. The one guy wouldn't do what we told him to do. He wouldn't follow what we wanted him to do, put crown in the road, don't leave Winrose. He kept doing it, that's why he got fired, he's not here. So yes, for a while there's a bad grader. He's gone.
We haven't had rain in months. A really good rain, we needed
a
really good rain.
Yeah, I know that contributes a lot to the dust is the fact that we haven't had decent rain in about 6 months.
It's such a catch-22, guys. Yeah. I mean, I know there's a lot of dust, and I know there's washboards. And the guys go out and knock down the washboards, and they get screamed at about the dust.
Yeah.
So, it's like...
Yeah, I realize it's kind of a, you know, you can't win in that situation. But one thing I've noticed with you guys, you need to not do so much fighting. Let the people here put a little input into it. See what, as an example, you know, you say, like, what we're going to do is do this. And we need to go and take a look, for instance, at what roads are the worst roads in the township. Hit those first. Then after you get the very worst roads done, you know, you go from the worst roads to the least worst roads.
Again, I don't mean to interrupt you, but again, that becomes subjective.
Mine's the worst.
I've brought it up before. The scenario, I've literally talked to two neighbors, put sand on the road. I don't like the dust. Don't you dare put sand on the road because it creates washboards.
Yeah.
I know you say the worst roads, but okay.
Get township
again. Is that on your is,
input? Say as an example.
I agree, but there's got to be a lot. It can't be, you know, like there's different portions of this job. Some of it is reacting to fires, obviously.
Right.
We get a ton of rain, we get flood,
right.
We react to that. Some of it's long-term planning, the chip seal, the, you know, trying to do the asphalt millings in the neighborhoods.
Do you have basically what's like a construction company has a water wagon. Do you guys even have one of those?
We do. We have a tanker truck, yeah.
I realize, you know, Butler Rural Water is going to charge you for
well, and that's what we're saying. We have a reduced rate at the water treatment plant there.
Just as a situation, if say somebody calls and says, you know, our road is dusty, so dusty, for instance, like I'll just use as an example, during the last summer here, I was following another vehicle down Meadowlawn, and there was a woman walking her dog.
Right.
I was about 40 feet behind him. I didn't even see her until I damn near ran her over because the dust was so bad. That poor woman was dusted to the point where she probably had to take a shower. She looked like she was in a dust bowl.
I know, and I understand. And I understand that the water solution seems
right.
like it seems
it's
really
temporary.
Easy. It seems really easy. It seems really fast, but it's not. It dries in literally hours.
Right.
It dries in hours.
Yeah. You can't to get it down.
And it's expense.
I think we're just wasting. My suggestion is we need to find some kind of consultant that will manage this township and the roads, and that person be communicating with our help, saying this is the road we need to fix next, this is the culvert we need to do next, because obviously we don't have the experience, and I'm not talking about me and Katie and Jeff, I'm talking about all three of us, put together, don't have the experience that we need.
Well,
there are other townships that have such consultants.
I mean,
and
the road tickers, whatever those things
the
are.
Road counters.
Yes, the road counters.
And I'm going to address this opinion as well, because Julie gave Philip raving reviews for 3 years running. Gave Richard
good
reviews.
Oh, my God, I'm not talking about Philip. I'm talking about somebody that knows how to do the roads.
That's exactly my point. You gave him
really
good reviews. Everything was fine.
That's
everything
right.
was good.
He worked really hard.
Until
that
he
point.
Threatened to charge you harassment, and literally
no,
since
you
then.
You know, he never said that to me, Jeff. That's all you.
Well,
that's all you.
That was at Scooters, and I can tell you the exact day. I can tell you the exact day.
This all came from you.
It's a very real... No, listen, if we're losing employees, it's a very real issue.
You know what? You can blame me all you
want,
but you and
him... It's a real issue that we have to deal with.
I didn't talk to Philip, so there.
You know, that's an internal issue.
Oh, my God.
You're right. You're right. I'm just tired.
Me too.
The township people and the board, their main issue here...
The roads.
I found is not necessarily just the roads, but communicating from the township board... to the actual people.
Mm-hmm.
Need somebody, and you know, township residents can't just sit there and, you know, bitch and gripe for the sake of bitching and griping, but make suggestions. You can't catch flies with vinegar.
Well, that's why we come here every month.
Make suggestions, and the board needs to be open to those suggestions. Maybe like the clerk makes a list of anybody's suggestions, or people submit suggestions
we've
in writing. Then you go through and you look at them and you see a commonality. Say like 30% of the township says that this one area is really
bad. I promise you.
Look at that area first and discuss that in the next meeting.
Do you guys?
I agree. I promise you. We've had meetings where we have six people because they're friendly and boring because everybody's, I mean, it just happens. We get the work done and it gets, this is not representative.
You know.
Well, I think the problem is that it's gone on for so long that people are tired. They're finally
agreed.
Tired of it.
Yeah.
And they're finally starting to rise up and more people are getting involved.
I understand.
So if you want to blame
understand.
The fact that our roads are
so,
bad on me.
I didn't say that at all. God.
My thing
see,
is
I never
that
said that.
I would like to see a list of, like, we've been asking for a culvert for I don't know how long, and we still haven't got a culvert.
I know.
And
Frank, I'm sorry.
And people need to, what we need, I think what needs to happen is there needs to be a list. I don't know who needs to keep that list. Maybe it could be an overseer, if you hire an overseer, to make sure the roads are getting done properly and to make sure these projects are getting done.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Because the buck is
getting
passed. they're not getting done.
I know that you're
focused on that culvert, and I know that, and I'm sorry, over the winter time now when it's become so dry, culverts have moved down the list. I just list off all these accomplishments we're having, and I apologize. It's easy to pull one thing out and just say, we're not doing our job because you're culvert.
Well, I think if we saw a list.
A visibility list, yes.
Saying, okay, this is on the list. This is going to get done first. Right. This is going to get done second.
Here's the only problem. You're right.
Then I don't think there would be all of
like
these
a progress.
People.
Here's the only problem I have with that, okay? It sounds good on paper. And I know you guys are going to fight me on this, but listen. Because everything changes so quickly between weather, traffic, I mean, just road conditions themselves, equipment breaking down, this opportunity that just came up about millings, the quarry having material, the quarry not having material, the grader working, the grader not working, a list like that literally changes day to day. And unfortunately, from my experience in the past 3 years, there I can name 8 people that very specifically have been in my face about things on that list and not understanding that things change.
Do they change for 6 months? Do they change for a year?
Sometimes they do.
That's what the website's supposed to be for, is to list the projects on.
That's not realistic that it takes you that long to do something.
No,
like
it's
that.
Not.
Okay, so
it's been on the list for a year or 6 months or whatever. I'm sorry. I don't buy that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hang on 1 second. Hang on. Steve had his hand up for 1 second.
I've been here 37 years. And this is the best progress we've made in the last 3. And I'm concerned that this board is blowing up, the employees are leaving. You guys, all 3 of you as adults and elected officials, should present a united front to this group.
Absolutely.
Fight all you want Monday or whenever you have your other meeting. But when you come in here and you agree to something on Monday and you're not agreeing now, that's a disservice to everyone here.
What did I agree on Monday that I'm not agreeing on now?
I've heard it time and again, every meeting I've been to. I'm not talking about you specifically, Julie. I don't have any axe to grind with any one of you. But
okay.
I do have an axe to grind when all you do is gripe up there in front of us. We're not resolving problems. We're working relationship issues up there. And I'm really upset that Phil left and that other people in that group are trying to leave.
Well, I talked to Richard Monday, and I asked him point blank, and he has no plans unless things blow up, per se.
Well, I think they're blowing.
And I've been told for 3 months that if I didn't resign, they're all going to leave the same day.
That's not at all what it said.
I've got it in an email. I'm sorry. You can say it's a lie, but I've got it in an email.
It would be too much to ask to agree to get along in this meeting and just work on township business and not these other issues?
Yeah.
Well, I agree. Let me kind of address that. So, whenever we have tried to deal with a lot of these issues more behind the scenes, eventually it can sometimes come to a point where you have to make resolutions, and the only way you can do that is in an actual meeting like this.
Right.
Okay.
So that's why they came and said, I can't have the mail anymore, and that's why they came and said, I'm restricted. Can you believe it? They do not have the authority to legally restrict me from any of this shit.
I do not want
to
hear that.
It's just ridiculous.
What I would like to say, though, is I think the chip seal projects are paramount, like the Phil and
me too.
We were talking about the through streets. I think the neighborhoods deserve neighborhoods where you can work your kids safely on the bus. You got some things here that will work if you give them a chance. There's going to be some misfires. You're going to go into one of those neighborhoods and we put it on too thick or too thin or something happened, but at least there's progress. It's a step forward.
Right. But I agree.
I am afraid we're going to lose this board and we're going to start over with somebody else.
Yeah.
Does everybody in here know that Jeff and Katie live on a street that they can't do anything about to improve?
Yep, it's not a township road.
It is governed by Andover. It's annexed by Andover. They don't have any stake in this game other than putting up with us and whatever little salary they get. And we ought to appreciate what the work they're doing here and try to support them.
I would say that if I thought I had seen things improving, over time, but I have not.
Well, go hire yourself a contractor and put that culvert in.
That's not the thing. I pay my taxes to get my township to do that.
Yeah, we all do that.
That's not fair.
I know. That's not. See, that's. No.
That's not fair for you to say that because she said.
Okay.
That.
All right, LaDonna. Okay.
No, it's just not fair.
I know, but it's not your place to tell him. I just did.
Jeez.
No, it's the crosstalk. Is
everybody's talking tonight. Everybody here has been talking.
LaDonna, you know exactly what I'm talking about because we've talked about it before. Okay?
Jeff,
just direct it up here. Just direct it up
here. Okay, that's not fair. We take a taxpayer and say that their stuff is not important, that they can go personally hire.
I agree. I agree. That's why I said something to him.
The second part is that you guys, I agree with this gentleman, that you guys need to get along. And you need to fight it out on Monday and come in here in a united front. And you cannot usurp powers from another elected board official. You need to take it up at the election time and get someone else to run and do it like the right way. That's the legal right way.
Exactly.
You don't
right.
come in here and start voting her out of her power.
There is, okay, listen up.
You are equal.
There is nothing in the statute. There is nothing in the statutes about the mail for the clerk.
No,
there is
not nothing about that. I agree.
Okay. There is nothing in the statute. There is something in the statutes about the Facebook page.
There is not.
Yes,
okay,
there is.
Find that for me, because there is something in the statutes
It's called acting as an officer of the board when you are not authorized to do so.
Oh, well, you do it every day.
You're
perfect
example. Perfect example.
Perfect example.
Why?
He talks to the vendors.
Concrete
I don't.
Examples.
I can't call the jewelry company if I have
by
a question
the statute,
because he
legal
says,
examples.
Really? Okay, but that's not what I'm talking about.
You have no idea. LaDonna, you have no idea.
You were usurping powers. You were telling her that she can't do this no longer as the clerk.
Because everything turns into a damn knife fight. You haven't had the ramifications.
You know, do I have to agree with you 100%? Because whenever I have an opinion, that's a problem.
That's
and
not
for
true.
2 years, I didn't really
not
have
true.
An opinion different from yours.
That's not true.
But the last year that I really have,
that's
I have not liked the way the township's been run.
Can't you guys just get along in here and fight somewhere
else? No, not.
We'll try. Sure.
It won't happen.
You're right. We've done pretty well up until now. We've only had a couple meetings.
And so. I'm afraid that you guys are going to leave too. I just hate this.
Sorry.
You need to take it on a positive note, okay? As an example, if she doesn't agree with, say, what you agree with, you got a disagreement there, let her speak calmly, not yelling at each other. Why she disagrees or why you disagree and what reasons there are, and discuss it.
Okay,
ask for some input from, you know, people in the room as an example.
It's all right.
You know, granted, you're going to get a million different ideas, but if you get a consensus where everybody in the room, say, disagrees with you, then and they agree with her, then maybe she's right, or vice versa.
Okay, we're not going to, okay, I appreciate
my way or the highway.
It's not, and I appreciate that, but we're not going to run this board by committee, okay? Part of the issue is that if Julie gets outvoted, but 2-1, accusations come that we are having meetings behind the scene, that we decided everything before even talking to her, number one. Number two, she will not accept if she gets outvoted. It will get brought up in here. It will get brought up a week later. It'll get brought up in a text. It'll get brought up in an email. Let me give you one example, one single example. From Monday's agenda meeting, Philip, you know, told everybody his timeline that he was resigning. Okay, Julie said, I need a resignation letter for the file. Okay, great. Philip, can you get that to her? Yes, I can. At the end of the meeting on Monday, as she's walking out the door, Jeff, I need to get that resignation letter from Philip. Yes, I understand. He'll get it to you. I got a text 4 minutes later. Jeff, can you get me that resignation letter from Philip, please? I got an email 3 minutes after that. Jeff, I need to get a resignation letter from Philip.
I don't think that was in a 30-minute time frame, but I know how you always
I'll show you again.
Too, so.
Yeah. I'll show you again.
You know, all I asked for is a... Actually, I shouldn't have had to ask for the written resignation.
Yeah. It's
when
ridiculous.
You found out about it, you should have asked.
It wasn't even finalized until... Today is Thursday. It literally wasn't finalized till last Thursday potentially. He had to go through physicals, he had to go through interviews until the physicals came back, until all of his stuff was cleared. He was not even cleared for the job, knowing for sure he was going to take it until the end of last week.
Is that what
you keep bringing up November, and I kept saying it was a possibility, it was a possibility. He's interviewing, he's trying to find out, but it was not final until last week. Do not tell me I've hidden anything. Do not tell me
I didn't say you were hitting anything. I just said I didn't know, and I wanted a written resignation.
That's not what it. That's not.
And that's a problem.
Terry.
I've seen this movie before.
Yep, you have.
And sorry. I don't know how it ends. So all I gotta say is, Jeff, Katie, good luck.
Thank you.
Do we have a new overseer now since Philip has resigned?
No.
Or is there somebody?
Tomorrow
is his last day. No, Richard's still with us, and Sean are still with us. No, we haven't hired anybody yet. And frankly, like I just said, it was only finalized last Thursday. I wasn't putting out ads. We weren't telling anybody he was leaving. We definitely haven't told anybody we were looking for an overseer.
Are either one of them qualified to fill in as an intern?
Sean, definitely
temporary.
Not.
Yeah, not Sean, anyway. Richard.
No.
Richard is, and this is going to be on tape, unfortunately. But we've told him this in his reviews, so I can't. It's not a secret. Richard is a great steady Eddie.
Right.
Okay. You tell him what to do. He shows up on time. He does it. He does it carefully. He might do it a little slowly, but he's not going to hurt you. He takes care of the equipment. He's honest. He's not a leader.
Yeah.
If we try and get Richard into that position, it's going to take. Training him into the position, it's going to take a lot of effort, I think.
Yeah. The secondary reason that we cannot put him in that position is because his...
Rather than going with somebody, say, as an example, just off the street, you have no idea really what you're
right.
going to get. Is he capable of being mentored and trained fairly quickly to where he would be acceptable as a road grader operator, be able to figure out, you know, what... areas need to be.
Well, he's definitely a very good operator. He was a transmission mechanic. He has his CDLA with tanker, you know, with tanker certification endorsement. Thank you. And like I said, we just spooled him up on the grader
right.
9 months ago, and the grader started breaking down. So he hasn't had the hours that he could have had,
right.
you know, up until now.
But have you considered giving him the opportunity to try him out testing? To see if he is capable.
Well, like I said, it's been medium.
I think that's kind of where we are right now. He is going to be the only person, so right. I mean, technically,
well, that's not the only problem we have with him being an overseer.
And frankly, we have tested him a little bit in that Philip, being in the Air Force Guard, has had a couple weeks off where he's gone to serve. Just this January, unfortunately, Sue left for Mockingbird. That's part of the reason why. There's nothing in our neighborhood. Philip was gone for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be two. Well, number one, it's supposed to be in the summer. We didn't find out until November beginning of December that it was going to be in January this year for some reason. And he's in the middle of his 2 weeks and got extended 3 weeks. So, been a hell of a start to the year.
In a case like that where, say, your main grader operator is going to be gone, say, on vacation for a week or 2 weeks,
right.
One thing that I think you'll find would be beneficial to everybody is, and I don't know, you put this on your website, that your grader operator is going to be gone for X number of days from this point to this point.
That's a very good point.
We ask you to...
Oh, no, I don't even know that. I don't get to know that.
That's not true.
I do not get to know that.
It's just not true.
You know, I've worked.
You were told ahead of time, right?
No, Phil, I did not get told. I'm sorry.
It's an email.
It's in an email.
So you'll have a little bit of advance notice as far, and you know, maybe make it a rule that if you want to go on vacation over the 4th of July weekend, don't wait till July 3rd.
Agreed.
Give us a month's advance notice so we can notify the township people that we won't have a grader operator right. for these particular days.
You're right. It wasn't an issue.
That's what the website's for.
It wasn't an issue because they never took vacation.
Right. an emergency issue, like there's a huge rut in the road,
right.
let us know before then so we can take care of it before he leaves.
That's a fair point. It's a very fair
point.
Other
thing, and maybe put this on your website, if there is an issue with the road, please notify us via the website that there is an issue, we will look into it, and then we will give you a leave your email, and we will email you a response. As we have looked at it, we will take it into consideration.
There is a contact function.
There is a contact function on there. My objection to that is.
I'm just going to use our neighborhood as an example of this. A lot of the people are really out there getting kind of pissed off, let's say.
Yep.
There's one area that, when it rains, back in the spring, it would wash the road out. So there's an acre chunk once you go through. A lot of chuck holes. There's a number of areas that hold water because of the ridges along the side of the road, and they become a mud bowl. And then when it gets, of course, dry like this, it gets really dusty. Allow people a venue to mention these problems and then respond to them with, okay, we will take this, you know, into consideration. We will be out on what day would you be available to meet with us to discuss the road situations, so that that way at the next township board meeting we can discuss the road situation and how to respond to it, correct the problem, and we can set a timeline and actually have a schedule. In the lawn service business, I got 153 people I take care of every week. I have a set schedule, so that way if you call me and say, when are you going to be out to mow my lawn, I can tell you, well, we'll be out Thursday afternoon as an example.
Schedule's excellent.
This guy over here, we'll be out and we do your neighborhood on Friday.
Yep.
We'll be out and get yours on Friday. But okay,
there's just no way to be that exact. To be that exact.
I'm saying
I appreciate. In order for us to be efficient, and let me just throw out a scenario. So we get a phone call from here, a phone call from here, a phone call from here. You're talking 5 miles of,
right,
with the road grader, 5 miles with the road grader, 5 miles with the road grader.
But
and you're right. We answer your questions and we meet with you and we give you FaceTime. But do you want the road grader just driving around the township?
Well, what I'm suggesting is
not like that. I mean,
like for instance, like what we do, for instance, we take Lake Point. We mow everybody's yard in Lake Point on Thursday. Everybody knows that. So if they need something, they need to let me know so we can put it on the schedule for Thursday. Say as an example, you split the township up in, you know, 10 different quadrants.
And I know that makes sense. I know that makes logical sense.
Right.
I get it. But the road conditions change depending on what that road is particularly made of. Over the past, we're battling fights that have been going on for 30 years.
Right.
A particular mile has milling, screenings, rock, concrete, sand.
And
those things change depending on the weather, the wind, right, how many cars. I'm just saying, there are so many variables. I appreciate the idea of a schedule, but it just...
Some of the variables based on past experience of, say, as an example, rock here, and there's a bunch of sand over here, and set your schedules based on what your average variables are. And, you know, it might be once every 3 months or once every 6 months, but, you know, let people know, for instance, like in Mockingbird, we have the road construction going on Pawnee, they're going to be grinding the roads off. We're going to have millings. We will be in touch with Corneo, who I've noticed putting out all kinds of barricades and stuff along the road now, or whoever's going to be grinding the asphalt off, and we will work with them to get a schedule to put the asphalt tailings down and take care of that situation, and we will post it on our website when everything is finalized as to which neighborhoods they will do in order as to how they're going to, you know, where they're going to be at with the tailings and everything.
I could probably come up with an order of neighborhoods. I don't think I could do the timing. And a perfect example is the chip seal project last year. APAC was coming out on June 2nd. Then it was June 14th. Then it was June 21st. Then it was June 27th. Then it was, no, we're going to do it tomorrow.
But
June 28th.
You know, we can put it all on the website.
You have to schedule this stuff according to,
you can,
you know, APAC or Donringer, and it is subject to change due to weather conditions.
Exactly. A qualification, a disclaimer, that's exactly right. And that's what the website was supposed to be for.
And if you do that, you'll have a lot less people bitching and griping, so to speak. Because the problem I see is that nobody knows anything. Nobody in our neighborhood knows anything.
I don't.
In fact, I was the one who actually started the petition in our neighborhood and went around and got everybody, just so that you could see that everybody in the neighborhood is requesting this.
Okay, so now you're giving me suggestions. Can I give you one?
Yeah.
And you have, I would like you to be as open-minded as you've asked me to be. Have you had a good idea of what's been going on in the township?
Because, have I had a good idea?
Because you've been here once a month for the past 3 years.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I appreciate... A little caveat on what you're saying is that the people that don't come and don't ask don't know what's going on.
Right.
Right? I, you know, like I said, I don't know if you've heard, I have said it a bunch of times in here. I am a constitutional conservative. I will fight for your rights to bitch at me. Honestly. But I, even George Washington said it needs an informed citizen.
Yeah.
Okay? Where we get so damn frustrated is people coming in and immediately bitching without asking questions, without finding out what's going on, without talking. Honestly, that's hard. So I have a ton of respect for the people that show up and want to be involved and want to help. And I hope it continues.
I know some people, you know, like Don Joe Akins, for instance, makes you a little mad or something. I know he has a tendency sometimes to kind of go like...
It was only on the seventh phone call that he wasn't listening.
Yeah, but
it was okay.
Well, I think posting a schedule is a great idea.
I think it's a case, you know, everybody's kind of got to get along.
Right, and the priority roads that we need to do if there's a storm.
Correct the problem, and everybody's got to keep an open mind.
Yep.
That you can't grade all the roads in the township in 1 week.
Agreed.
But to your point on the website, let me just make something clear.
And maybe sit in your and... You know, take a look at, you know, how long it takes to grade particular areas and stuff. And if you have a logbook or a record of the grading for the past several years, you can tell how long it takes to grade Meadowbrook.
Agreed.
How long it takes to grade Paul's Valley.
How many passes even?
You know, and then take a look at all those areas. Set up a schedule based on that length of time, and it might be once every 6 months or once every 9 months. Let people know that it takes this long, and we try to get out to grade the roads, barring unforeseen circumstances, once every 6 months, 9 months. Give people an idea.
Well, we try to do that when we say there's 70 miles. Okay, yeah. So as a for instance, and you're right, maybe we just haven't communicated this well enough.
I think
the road grader goes 4 miles an hour,
yeah.
Tends to take 3 to 4 passes per mile. We have 70 miles.
Yeah, 280 miles basically of grading to do.
Yeah.
And at 4 miles an hour, that's going to take you 1,500 hours.
Just grading.
Just to grade them, and then you split that by, say, a 40-hour work week. You know, explain that to people, that this is how long, and put that on your website so people know.
Fair enough.
Let everyone in the know, even if you have to send out one of those stupid little postcards to everybody that says, this is our website, this is where you can get information on road gradings, et cetera, and if you need anything, a culvert, contact us on this website. And we'll see when we could schedule it in, barring unforeseen circumstances, and we will try our best to work with you on this.
That's fair. That's
fair. You know, it's communication, I can see, is a big part of the problem.
Or we could have something on there about the snow roads we do first, for instance.
Yeah.
And here's the priority roads we do first to grade.
As an example, we haven't seen... Yeah. Of course, we haven't seen snow, for instance, for
long time.
3 years.
Agreed.
But back 4, 5, 6 years ago, I have a big old snow plow in front of my truck. And you want to know
hours?
I do it because, you know, there's so many roads in this neighborhood that I know they're not going to get there in good time. So I go through and push it off, and then I go on to do my other stuff.
Right. I always loved it when I saw an individual going down the road flying the snow because I knew I was probably never going to see the road.
Okay.
He does his.
All right. Anybody else have anything else?
I've got at least a half an hour.
I'll beat you.
What is the website?
Because Pleasant Township, BUCO. like Buco, Butler County. All spelled out. All spelled out, no spaces. Pleasant Township, Buco. Either .com or .org.
And another, if you guys email somebody or you call them, be polite. Don't go half off. I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about as a person if you got a complaint.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Good luck with that, Jeff.
Maybe you get the neighborhood with the asphalt that's going to cut down the grading time for those, and you won't have you have more time for them.
Yeah, right.
It should cut the grade the roads down.
Well, that's really less mine than my grind over years.
Exactly. Think we're doing
that. Chip seal.
So I'm not.
I don't know what you guys are doing.
All right. All right. Thank you, everybody, and appreciate your patience. Yes. Everything you've said tonight, we'll take in. Honestly, we'll hear it, and we'll keep trying to do better.
I realize, you know, you have to realize you've got to
see it, Jack. Katie, I just want to ask you a question in public before I shut off my recorder. Do you ever work for Jeff? Do you ever work for Jeff? Is there a conflict of interest? I'm just asking you.
Julie,
you don't want to answer?
Incendiary crap. Incendiary crap of exactly why we... You're
just asking Katie if she has a relationship outside of this.